Hi.
The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that Care was awarded the Lennox 2024 Partner of the Year Award? You didn't? I read it in HVAC Illustrated. I love their swimsuit issue. So here's my new tagline for Care Heating and Cooling. Obnoxiously efficient. They don't like that, but I like it. Don't wait for your furnace or AC to crap out. Get on their care plan so you never have to worry about it. Pick up this month's HVAC Illustrated. Some tasteful nudity. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel. Soccer in town tonight. Columbus Crew at home with one. Knoxville at Scott's Miracle-Gro Field. That starts at 7:30. Meanwhile, after a lengthy rain delay in the first inning, they're underway in Cleveland with the Guardians. They're scoreless with Tampa Bay in the third inning. Guardians trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Cincinnati Reds continue at home with Colorado tonight. The Reds remain a game and a half atop the National League Central. Columbus Clippers hosting Toledo this evening at Huntington Park. NBA playoffs tonight. Cleveland Cavaliers at home with the Toronto Raptors. That series tied at 2-2. Also tonight, Orlando at Detroit, where the Magic have a 3-1 lead. Houston to Los Angeles, Lakers on top 3-1. NHL playoffs, Montreal to Tampa Bay. Series even at 2-2. Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. Flyers lead 3-2. Utah at Vegas, where that series is knotted to 2 wins each. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. Nice little CBJ jacket you got on today.
I was doing some jackets conversation on 10 TV.
And it's...
We will talk to Nicole Sheeran.
Rimmer time.
And Rimmer time today.
Yep. Perfect.
All right.
There you go. We're both in our navy blues. I'm wearing my loser Ryder Cup hat today.
Got the pin in it.
It's got the pin in it, the trophy that they never got to touch. But it looked cool. It was a cool part of the hat. It came with the hat. So when you're paying that top dollar, remember last year we went full golfy mode for Ryder Cup week? We dressed like we were on Team USA.
Yes.
Shelled out, got the actual Polo Ralph Lauren gear.
How did Team USA do?
Bad. They always have a little bit of a rally. I love the Sunday when it's the singles matches. And it kind of fits because, you know, you missed it on Monday's show. And I was talking about it with Jen, how great it was for me this past weekend where my son Jack just all of a sudden got the golf bug. And I got to play 18 holes of golf with my son on Saturday. I thought he quit the game and was never coming back. Not only did he not play it, he would make fun of it every chance he got. And not only did he play 36 holes of golf over the weekend because he played 18 more on Sunday, he saw a little show in the Netflix hopper. He's like, Dad, what do you say we watch that Full Swing show? I said, all right, let me go get the popcorn. And they're doing a bunch of Ryder Cup stuff because it's a season behind. So they're looking at last year, and Keegan Bradley is trying to figure out the Ryder Cup roster.
Well, you know what this normally means? You know, back when I was 14 and I suddenly became interested in something, it was because I liked a girl that also liked that thing. Maybe he's got a crush on a nice Feminina golfer.
Oh, wow.
Maybe he wants to get with Nelly Korda.
Nelly Korda just won the Chevron. She just won a big tournament this past
weekend. And I just saw her at the Chevron. She was there. Working the pump.
Oh, she ain't working no pump.
She ain't working the pay. It's a good clean Wednesday. Rhyme Time is here today. How you doing, Rhymer?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Teddy's off today. It's a good clean Wednesday. Send us an email, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Nothing is off limits. Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran at 3:30. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30.
You ever heard of Chevron Rhyme Time?
Yeah, the golf tournament.
What about the oil company?
Yeah, what do they do?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. You didn't know them for a second.
Did you eat half the muffin today?
No.
Oh, my God.
I only brought one thing with me today, and it was Chipotle.
Well, that you brought it with you, though. That's fine. You can eat half of whatever the hell you bring with you. But over by our little kitchen area, that's where we put food for everyone to enjoy. Cookies, pizza. If it's for everybody.
A pie, a cake,
it
whatever.
It makes its way over there. And today, I don't know who brought... But someone brought muffins. Looks like a cinnamon caramel muffin.
Looked like a delicious muffin type. It was from the Giant Eagle's bakery.
Giant Eagle's got a fantastic bakery.
Oh, they do.
And I get pissed off when I bring donuts in here, and then people will take a little quarter of a donut. They manhandle it.
The quarter's ridiculous. That's something that Adam King is doing that just to stick it to us.
Anything
because we know that the half
that's
donut
not a whole,
cut off.
Half donut is ridiculous. All right? And so today, though, someone has taken half of a muffin, which is even worse because it's contained in its own paper.
It's in its own little crinkle wax paper, like what it holds a cupcake. If it has a doily under it, you take the whole thing. You can't go in and cut half of that muffin. That's the most egregious cutting of any food item that we have seen so far.
I just got word as to who it is.
Who done it?
Meredith Garfalo from 10TV Weather.
Our weather gal?
That's what I've been told. I did not see her do it, but I've been told it was her. She took half the muffin, promptly left.
Well, Meredith, you know how you were wanting to play golf sometime? You can pretty much forget about that.
I don't like how all the weather people at Channel 10 think all the rules don't apply to them. Meredith's taking half a muffin. Michael Behrens is parking in the no parking spot.
What is it with the weather people? Did you see what happened yesterday? Because I pounced. I had opportunity to put the right side of my vehicle right up, like 6 inches away from where the no parking sign begins. So I'm the last car.
You established
the
barrier.
Yes, I did.
And I always respect the barrier. I was parked to the left of you.
I set the edge in football terms.
That's right.
Okay? I was there at the end.
Did somebody park on the other side of you?
So
on the right side?
So first, we know it was Yolanda. She came in. I'm the big afternoon anchor. I make more than you. Just parked right there. And so she took that spot. But then another mystery car kind of looked like Reimer's burgundy SUV. Then I noticed that wasn't a RAV4 and that was something a little bit nicer, like a premium Buick.
You would be able to tell if it was mine because there's a North Carolina fish eating a Duke fish on the back window.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
Even though.
So it was not me.
Duke's a lot better than North Carolina right now in this run, but either that's neither here nor there. Someone parked right there past Yolanda. We were basically into the. We were almost in the bushes
at that point. You set the boundary.
Yes. So one guy,
Yolanda
one
ignored it.
Ignored.
And then Michael Behrens took it a step further.
we're just going to say that was Michael Behrens.
That's who it is. That's who it was.
He switched vehicles?
He did walk in at that time.
Yes. He walked right in.
Yes, it was him.
Did he drive two cars to work?
He alternates cars.
I can't believe how egregious that is. Why can't we just abide by some simple rules at work? We listen to our audio way too loud on our desktops. We've got our ringers turned all the way up. We're having personal phone calls where everybody can hear it, like we're walking down the aisles at the store.
This is all Dom Tiberi right now.
Right.
Everything you're saying is Dom Tiberi.
The toilet etiquette.
Oh, someone was crapping black tar heroin yesterday. Was it you, Reimer?
No, it was not me.
Oh, my God. I hope
whoever was crapping the La Brea tar pits,
I hope went to the doctor.
He is a Tar Heel.
By the way, speaking of college basketball, something that I know you love and Reimer probably loves as well, the NCAA tournament will expand to 76 teams starting next year, 2027. We've talked about this for a couple years. They've hemmed and hawed and pushed things back, but They can wait no longer. 76 teams, Timmy.
This is what happens. You know, this is what I've decided.
What happened was,
The longer you live, the longer this globe keeps on spinning, you just realize that we're all just really dumb. We're just trying to fake it as long as we can. Not fake it till you make it. It's like fake it until you do something so dumb that you can't even look at yourself in the mirror anymore. You're just trying to hopefully not do that dumb of a thing when you get near the end. But this is just an example of, we had a great thing. We had something that's beautiful. We had something that connects with that sweet spot that sports, so many different leagues and tournaments and playoff systems have tried to find for decades and decades and decades, if not their entire existence. And they had it. We knew they were going to F it up. And yesterday was just the day. You may as well rip the Band-Aid off and do it, because I know I have no say in it. I know they're going to screw it up. So we may as well just screw it up now. I heard what T-Bone said. Are we popping champagne over there at Ohio State? Or are we a little bit more nervous? Because if you don't make this tournament, which, by the way, I contend.
You contend.
You're not in the tournament if you're one of those excess eight scrubby teams that gets in,
but you know,
after
not,
the first four and all that.
They're not going to think of it that way.
But I don't count that.
Well, all right.
Last time I looked, though,
you, not Bjorky. You're not making the rules and the standards.
Well, I make that rule for me.
Okay.
So when we go to the Wikipedia pages and we talk about tournament appearances, I will cancel that one.
You're going to self-edit.
Yes.
It's going to have an asterisk on it.
No asterisk. You're just out. Not even an asterisk. You're not in for me until you get in,
Timmy,
to being in.
I know that we've sort of enjoyed what Dayton has brought to the table and the first four and all that stuff. But
I'm soured on that now, too.
The tournament has been ruined for many years for me. I mean, 64 teams was the sweet spot. And I think you ruined it with all this Tuesday, Wednesday nonsense.
You didn't need it. I don't fully disagree with you.
And so this is just another level of crap, but it's already started. It's been trending this way for a while.
At least with the first four, you didn't ultimately affect. And this is one of the things that, talking about, like, the big conferences want this, and forget about what anybody says about having more inclusion. It's about money. The almighty buck. That's all it's about. Screw everything else. They don't care. And the best thing of all, and I realize this whenever I do my cool little chalkboard in the basement, it's how it looks on a sheet of paper. That's the great thing about this tournament and filling out that bracket, which is as part of Americana as anything I can think of. This just sucks.
Really, it's a crime against America, is what you're saying.
Well, just add an entire, like Skip was telling me earlier, just forget about this, start it a week earlier, add, I don't even want to do the math, forget 76 teams, whatever. What's 64? Add another, just a whole other round on the front of it.
You got your Nazism, you got your communism, and now you got this 76 team. Now you got this 76 team tournament. You know they're not stopping there. They're going all the way to the Hamptons. They're going 90 something.
You may as well dig up Stalin and have him lead this.
Well, I said that's communism.
Yeah, yeah. Just go and get him. He can run it.
Caleb Downs says he was bored playing for the Buckeyes. Details next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an hour delay due to an accident that's blocking two lanes on southbound 71 on the north side before 17th Avenue. It's going to be slow there from Morse Road. And we've got another slowdown due to a crash on northbound US 23 at Rathmel Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long.
If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you.
Your home of the Reds.
The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll still see some chances of isolated showers and thunderstorms on and off throughout the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and cooler with highs only in the low 60s. We turn mostly cloudy tonight with lows down into the 40s. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny but much cooler with highs only in the mid to upper 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, it's Wednesday. That means it's a good, clean Wednesday.
He's a good, hardworking boy. Let him bring in your mail.
Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. No question is off limits. What do you want? I got two things for you. I got Tyvis Powell attempting to do a sports center.
Now, of course, we teased that horizontally yesterday. That means we were in yesterday. And we tease that
today. No one cares what horizontal
tease
means.
I'm just giving a little inside baseball. People like to know that stuff.
So I got that, and I got Caleb Downs saying he was bored playing at Ohio State.
Let's do the Tyvis. I'm sure it's just a disaster of an update.
All right.
Let's listen to that one first.
This is Tyvis Powell doing his best. I think this was 8 o'clock this morning. You can catch T-Bone and Tyvis 6 to 9 right here on The Fan. But this is Tyvis doing his best to be professional, and then we'll critique it.
And I'm Tyvis Powell. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Colorado Rockies last night 7-2. Chase Byrne had 9 strikeouts while Ellie De La Cruz added a home run and 4 RBIs in the victory. The Redlegs will play the Rockies again tonight. Coverage starts at 6:10 on the Fan 2. The Cleveland Guardians are now losers of 4 straight after falling to the Tampa Bay Rays 1-0 last night. The Guards will look to get back in the win column and avoid the sweep this afternoon at 1:10. And in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers will look to take back control of their first round series with the Toronto Raptors. Game 5 will take place in Cleveland tonight with the series currently tied at 2 games apiece. This one's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
All right, couple thoughts.
Go ahead.
First of all, he's already better than Reimer. All right, that's thought number one. No offense to you, Reimer.
Whoa. Offense to you.
No offense to you personally.
Suck ass. That's all.
I even helped you get him with Walker, Texas Ranger. That is crazy.
But Tyvis did an okay job for a guy who normally doesn't do this type of stuff. There is a fine art to being a good update anchor. And by the way, I wasn't a great update anchor. Back when I was banging.
I'd love to hear you do one. I've never heard it.
Timmy was a great update anchor.
I appreciate that.
I would compliment you all the time. I think you were the best update anchor that we had. And you probably still are.
It's very nice of you.
But
I do think Tyler Danberg is solid.
No, he sucks.
With his background.
Over Big Daddy?
Oh, Big Daddy can't hold Timmy's jock.
I never thought I'd hear somebody say that.
Was that you could be reading a script, but it didn't sound like you were reading a script.
Exactly.
It just sounded very conversational. You could tell Tyvis was reading that. Okay, but so we have to work on the cadence.
There's also, even when you're reading and you're trying to make it sound like you're not, it's conversational. There's a quickness and there's a tempo to it as well. So it's not even similar to how we're going here in a talk show. It's a fine art. You have to make it sound smooth and natural, but there still is a little something, a little extra impact that you have to have with your voice and the way you're pushing that out there. What I had is if you play the first 5 seconds again, the mic is off. I don't know if that's a Tyvis issue or if that's our problem producer, Dylan Gonzalez, who didn't have the studio turned on.
I'm going to say that's probably
because it looked like when I watched it on video, Tyvis was going, but it wasn't on yet. So I won't hold that against him. That's 6 months jail for Dylan because he knew that the 8 o'clock test was coming up for Tyvis. I want that story count. That's another thing. I think the shorter and the quicker you can go. And in college basketball news, sources say they're going to expand the NCAA tournament to 76 teams next year. That's all you need. And then, what was that, 5 seconds? And then you can move on to something else.
But the timing was good.
He
hit the sponsor.
He did. I'm not talking about overall like getting it in. I'm talking about taking a little bit less of the baseball and less of the, you know, you can tell me that the Cavs and the Raptors are coming up tonight in a pivotal, you know, game five quicker. We're really getting into the deep critique right now, but that's just the update anchor in me. So add to the story count, get one or two more little tidbits in there for you.
I also was never a fan of team locations, you know, like Cleveland Cavaliers, Toronto Raptors. That's unnecessary.
No, you're
using
words
you don't need. It's Cavs and Raptors tonight.
You got to know your audience. You know your core. You are
right, exactly.
You're on Ohio's sports destination
now,
so we know where those teams
explaining
are.
Explaining who Alan Greenspan is, then perhaps a little context is necessary.
Sure,
I don't need to know the Raptors play in Toronto. It's a wasted word.
You can say the Lakers. You don't have to say the Los Angeles Lakers.
That's right.
It is implied. But
you know what, though? I give him a B-.
I don't mind the L.A. De La Cruz and the way he shouted out up in Cleveland. Like, it's adding a little bit of that personality and that flair to the updates. That's totally fine by me. And I always love this with Tyvus. I can actually hear his smile. Like, when he's going, you can actually feel it with the way that his face is tilted upwards.
Caleb Downs, drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, made an appearance on Dallas Sports Radio 105.3, the Fan's G-Bag Nation.
G-Bag.
They're going to rename this show D-Bag Nation.
That was
G-Bag Nation.
That was right there, wasn't it?
And here is Caleb Downs. You'll hear the question first. Were you ever bored playing at Ohio State? And then you'll hear Caleb.
I mean, you're just so obviously intelligent. Did you ever get bored when you were playing in college?
Yes. I'll honestly say yes. Yeah.
In what situations?
Ball not coming your way. Maybe the talent may not be as good that week. You don't play. You always don't play high level talent every week in college, so that's just something that you have to get used to. And sometimes those games they can get boring just because of the fact of if you play a team that doesn't have as good of a D line. I mean, an offensive line. Your D line would pretty much make all the tackles and everything like that. So you really wouldn't be much to do those games. So just get bored of not being in action.
Oh, look, we say it, you know. They know what games are walkover games, and it's hard sometimes to keep your level of interest that you should have. The coaches preach it all week long. You got to do your job, take this team seriously. But the reality is, you know, the level of competition you're playing is not on your level, for lack of a better term. And I can see how your mind would wander. You get a little bored. It's not a lot for you to do.
It's true, and I think it even more speaks to the player that he is, because I totally get that when you are such a dominant player, especially when you're part of a secondary, teams are going to try to stay away from you. And it's not like with Ohio State, there were many other great options to go attack. Although you might want to, you know, Davis and Igbinosa knows that, you know, playing clean and staying away from the penalties is going to be the biggest thing for him as he transitions to the NFL. But that was the thing where he was about a big penalty per game. So that's who I'm going after. Caleb Downs is such an amazing football player, and he's a Swiss Army knife. Even when he was bored, he sure managed to look like a maniac. So for someone that speaks it that way, it certainly doesn't translate onto the film. When we're breaking him down, when we're watching how much space he can cover, how he's always got his hat around the football. That's Caleb Downs to me. That's why I put him right up there as having as good a chance as anybody that was drafted to have the best career of the bunch.
All right, I got two more. You pick one. Do you want to hear him talk about Ryan Day? You want to hear him talk about his new team, the Cowboys?
Day.
Ryan Day, here you go.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Don't you tell me you saw that coming.
I was ready. Here's the problem. When we were bickering with Reimer, he said something about it. So that's like...
But he had nothing to do with it.
That wasn't a clue.
But you mentioned it. and we're only in the second segment of the show, we're playing clips. I just had, don't get me wrong, I love to hear it. You know me. I can listen to Walker told me I have AIDS all day. I gotta tell you that when he just says that, it just doesn't make any sense why he would tell a little kid that he has AIDS.
I don't know how Collinsworth has anything to do with this.
But I do like it.
All right.
But you lose.
No, I don't lose. You lose.
You suck.
Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay if you're on southbound 315 from Lane Avenue to Town Street. And watch out for an accident that's causing some holdup on westbound US 33 at Clear Creek Road. This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA builds better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
My mic wasn't on. It doesn't count.
Yeah, okay.
Here is the star of stage and screen. She's 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
What up?
I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, what?
Bone to pick.
Go ahead.
There it is.
Me.
Once upon a time, you and I were doing a hit for 10TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing coaching changes in the AFC North.
Okay.
And I had said that, you know, Zach Taylor, who is the only guy who kept his job during the offseason in this division, must have naked pictures of Mike Brown.
Right.
And that's the only reason why he kept his job.
Okay.
I later find out from the fine producer of your newscast, Zenovia, that she edited that line out, which I thought was nothing. Just a total innocuous line.
Mike, it is. That's Mike, a nothing burger of a line. That's
children
nothing.
Watch the newscast.
And that's what she said. She said, we can't have a line about someone having naked pictures of someone. Children are watching the news. And I pointed out to her, I wasn't mad, okay? But I pointed out to her that the story that aired directly before my segment was about child pornography, okay, and all the disgusting things that happen in this world. It's on the
news.
You
have a point.
All right, but no, I have another point here.
Oh, okay.
Because we're sitting in the office today, me and Timmy, and we're meeting with Fishy, our regular Wednesday meeting, and we have 10TV up on one of the monitors, as we always do, and they're airing one of the soap operas. I don't know the name of it. But there was a,
love,
you know,
those
50-year-old man in bed with a woman half his age. And he is, I'm telling you right now, he's kissing the bra. He's working his hands. It is Cinemax.
Oh,
it
my
is a
God.
Softcore porn,
I was,
essentially.
I was beginning to get uncomfortable in Fishy's office.
This is the middle
of
this
day
going on.
When the children...
And we have the little CBS
TV. No, the children are at school right now. When they watch TV at 4 and 5, they're out of school. But right now,
I'll tell you what, it's even worse.
School.
Because the sick children are home right now. They've got the sniffles. They don't feel good.
Maybe
they stayed home.
They need to feel better.
And they're
watching
Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
On Channel 10. But you have the gall to edit out my line about someone having naked pictures of somebody.
Well, you're on the same team with her. You and Z are like this.
I wasn't asked. That is my girl. Z is my girl.
Yeah, you can influence her.
Of anything. I never get asked if I want to edit anything out. That was not, I didn't even know that happened.
When did these shows get this way?
It's
were they
so
always
racy?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the soaps. No, I don't know if it's Young and the Restless or
soap
whatever.
Soap operas have been like that since you were born.
No, not like that. Now, they're kissing naked in the bed. No.
It was going to a place. I mean, you talk about nice cams.
Is that why y'all were in Fish's office for so long? We just got hooked on it.
The guy
was like had his right hand caressing the abdomen area while they're just going to town.
I hated everything you just said.
Well, it's awful.
It aired on yours.
On your station.
We don't control that, though.
You control that. Let me tell you something.
No, in
Podunk, Oklahoma, they were bleeping that out.
Well, we can't control what airs on our station before.
Some guy with overalls and a Confederate flag waving his arms saying, not appropriate!
They control the means of communication,
Mikey. That's right. And I just, look, if you want to show Skinamax in the middle of the day on Channel 10, that's fine. But how dare you edit out a nice little funny quip that I had?
Well, maybe, Mike, because, you know, you're a part of the 10 TV brand, and if they just willingly let that air on television, that doesn't look great.
Well, I'm doing this radio show. You want to talk about offending the 10 TV brand.
You're right about that.
I think, though, when I see Mike on one of those TV segments, it automatically, it's just more fun.
You just want to watch it. We had a lot of fun today, didn't we, Mikey?
Well, we had fun with the stuff that didn't air.
Is the guy who can't even talk.
You should play those actually on the news. You can have like a little.
I put it all over social media.
Outtakes reel, you know?
No, we can't have fun on the news.
Blooper. Yes, we can.
No.
They let me go on the news. That tells you anything. I'm an idiot.
You don't act like this, though, on the news.
How about that outfit yesterday, huh?
Here it is.
Like
did you see
picking
Yolanda's
up trash
post?
On the side of the
she
road?
She called it prison chic.
Yes, and she's right.
You look like a.
And the song paired with the post was Locked Up. Do you know
that song? You look like a football pylon.
That's better than on the side of the road picking up trash on the highway.
By the way, I learned something about Yolanda Harris yesterday.
I
want to commend her because she has managed. She's been on air in this market for how many years?
A long time.
She was 628, and now she's here at Channel 10 for a while. She was on the Kid Zone back in the day. I mean, she's been all over the TV here in Columbus. She has managed to come a long way without being able to read. Because I did not realize until yesterday when she parked right in front of the no parking sign that she was totally unable to read.
I'm going on my soapbox for my girl Yolanda.
You don't know how to park either.
I saw your
park job and you left it there. She left her Wrangler parked 3 feet over the white line and was
because
off in Pittsburgh
don't
covering
know how
the
to,
draft.
People don't know how to park on this side, okay? Just ask Michael Behrens.
Let me
defend my girl Yolanda. The reason she parks there is because we come out of this station at 11:30 at night. You know how I pull in front of the garage sometimes? Because I don't want to get mugged
out there. Park behind
so
the
I park
gate, then.
Where I can scurry
for
right
security.
Into my car.
We have a secure
My God.
Listen, that's a little too much effort for me, though.
I'd rather get kidnapped.
I got to walk an extra 10
no!
feet or risk rape.
Okay.
And pillage.
Okay.
You'd rather have
Yolanda
some
and I walk out together.
You.
Okay. And that's why she's so close to the door. We're trying to be safe.
Just know when you've lost.
Why don't we open up the garage door? You guys can just park
right in here. That'd be lovely. I can pull right in.
Just pull right in. Leave the engine running so we all can die.
You know what? Good.
Good.
I like how you're
going to defend Yolanda, but
you just
throw Michael Behrens right under that bus.
Because that's too easy, because that's like the joke around here.
I know.
Big Red, Michael Behrens.
So Coco, Nicole Sheeran, 10 TV is with us. It's Leather Jacket time.
That's right.
How was the draft? What was that experience like to see the Buckeyes go 4 in the top 11?
Yeah.
Who did you talk to? What did you pick up on?
First of all, it's awesome to watch their dreams become a reality. I mean, just seeing the smiles on their faces, them walking in with their hats, with their new team. I interviewed Arvel Reese specifically, but we also talked to Sonny Styles and Carnell Tate. I'm going to be honest, though, y'all. Woo! That day was exhausting. I have never been around that many people. Also, while trying to go live, editing video, crisscross applesauce on the concrete ground, trying to send things to the show when there's absolutely no service, and you're surrounded by a bunch of fans, some of them enjoying their drinks and seeing cameras and wanting to be on live television when you don't want them on your live television. It was a lot.
Because I saw some of your live shots, and yeah, you were just standing right there on the ground.
Yeah, we were in it, right in front of the stage.
Right behind you.
This sums it up perfectly. I had a great time, but I woke up the next day with the worst migraine I've ever had and yacked twice because of it. That really describes the day.
I was actually going to read your text exchanges with me.
Go ahead.
Nicole doesn't just throw up. She has to text me while she's throwing up and while she's sitting on the toilet waiting to throw up again. But first of all, I was pissed off at you the night of the draft.
Because I didn't text you. I'm sorry. Look, it was a lot.
So Nicole tells me that they're probably going to be driving back in the middle of the night. And I said, I don't think that's a good idea.
I already knew that
you guys should get a hotel room. You're going to be too tired. It's going to be dark and late. And that's how bad things happen.
Fine, whatever.
And so I text her at 7:40 the night of the draft.
That's terrible time, Mike, by the
7:40.
Okay.
Are you two coming back tonight?
That's 20 minutes text. Before the draft starts when I'm locked in my zone.
Okay, well, you don't have to respond right then at 7:40, but I figured at some point throughout the evening you would see it and respond yes or no.
No, you're right.
Okay?
That's on me.
I get nothing back. Nothing.
Then next
morning, 8:16, I text again. God damn it, Nicole. It takes 2 seconds to send a text to
someone who worries about your safety.
I know. Yeah. I am bad about that.
And then she's like, oh, hi, hello. I'm so sorry. I'm yakking right now. I feel like I've been hit by a truck.
Alive, but barely breathing.
You slept for 3 hours. It's insane to me.
I want to tell you.
The way you guys travel and cover events. You can't even get a hotel in Indianapolis or Pittsburgh when you're there covering an event that goes past midnight.
How many people at this station would kill to get a text from me asking about their well-being?
Let me say two things. One, first of all, I was quite literally like keeled over the toilet as I was texting you that. It felt like you were there. I just needed some support. You know, I felt really alone in that moment in my bathroom.
That's ironic because he never yaks.
I know.
Should have texted me.
Second,
I'm a professional.
Second, I would like to put this out there. We could have stayed in a hotel room, but Adam and I looked at each other at midnight as we're off air, and we said...
You thought you were going to bang if you did?
Okay, no. That's not where that was going at all.
You set it up for me. Right. What am I supposed to do with this?
It's really, really awful. For you to say that.
No, Mike.
Don't tell me you weren't thinking it.
He was not. I guarantee you.
I think about a lot of things.
We looked at each other and we said, we have to edit 3 morning packages. We're going to be up till 3 a.m. editing anyways if we're in a hotel room.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
I'm just going to do it, you stupid
bastard. You ever heard of that song, Reimer? 3 a.m. Matchbox 20?
Yes, from you guys singing it.
Oh, okay.
Who sings that again, though?
Matchbox 20.
Stop it.
Let's keep it that way.
Shut up.
It was after midnight.
After midnight.
And you said,
listen, let me finish my story. I think we're out of time.
Go ahead.
Okay. And
keep
then,
it that way, Nicole.
Okay. Anyways, we decided, let's just have Adam drive. I will edit everything. We'll get home at the same time, and we'd still be awake in Pittsburgh still if we stayed there. So Adam drove.
You know what kind of decision that was? You know what kind
of
decision that was?
A smart one.
A stupid. Dumb one.
Productive.
Stupid.
I'm alive. I'm here.
And then the next day?
And then I yacked a lot.
And then you know what Adam did to me?
I should have taken a video for you.
You know what Adam did to me?
What?
He called me at 1:13
a.m.
I know that I have a 1:15 taping with Adam, and I said, gee, I wonder what this is about. Canceled the hit.
Are you serious?
Because he had been sleeping for 3 hours and felt like crap.
Too tired. I can't do it.
Yeah, guys. It was a lot. It was a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Where can we watch you on the TV tonight?
I will be on at 5 o'clock live at the stadium, Crew Stadium. 6 o'clock doing sports live at Scott's Miracle-Gro. Then 11 o'clock, I'll be here. And you can watch me and Mikey at 6:30.
Thank you, Nicole.
You're so welcome.
We have a John Mobley update for you coming up next. Colin, Man, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some delay due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of westbound 70 downtown near 4th Street. Crews are on scene there, adding to that holdup. We also have delay due to a crash on the right shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 23. This report is sponsored by Burger King. Burger King has been working on the Whopper, and thanks to you, it's never tasted better.
flame-grilled beef, crisp produce, and a perfectly toasted bun. Whether it's been weeks or years, come try the Whopper again for only $3.99 on Whopper Wednesday. Terms apply. Visit bk.com/terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll chat with Gene Sowers, who won the U.S. Senior Open the last time it was here at Scioto, plus SI.com's Gary Van Sickle.
Tina Green with Skip Mossick, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
All right, so John Mobley Jr. for the Ohio State Buckeyes. There's some conflicting reports going on right now about what his future is. I am not going to be worried about this as far as his status for being on Ohio State's basketball team in the 2026-2027 campaign. And I'll have some numbers here in a second to just sort of tell you what's going on in the game right now. There's no clear answer as of now, but you still do have until the end of May to completely pull out of the NBA draft process.
Well, and there was some
confusion. He's still in there, and you still have time to pull yourself out of it.
Because his name was not mentioned.
Right.
With the people that were in the draft. However, that was a clerical error. He is, in fact, still declared for the draft. That does not mean, as you said, that he can't pull back.
And what's interesting, too, is that some of the articles that were posted about that, like 11 Warriors is one of the sites that, you know, they cover college basketball and they cover Ohio State basketball, and they were pulled down at the time being. So, again, I'm not too worried about it. I think when you look at the talent that is already in the NBA draft and the true freshman class that we just had is one of the best true freshman classes, if not the best true freshman class in the history of college basketball. And we've had some unbelievable one and dones back in the day, but it was just insane when it started off with AJ DeBonsa and my guy Darren Peterson at KU and Boozer at Duke and the dudes at Arkansas, you know, unbelievable talent. But I was looking at this post from Jonathan Givony, who covers college basketball, does the recruiting and draft stuff too. And
is he from Ireland?
Yes.
Okay.
The NIL era, what it's doing right now to college basketball, this is the biggest example of what's happening. Only 71 players entered the 2026 NBA draft as an early entrant. Only 71.
That's got to be one of the lowest numbers in a long time.
So you look at what it was last year, it's down from 106. Does that sound like that's down a lot? Well, back in 2021, that was at 363.
They're making cash now,
Yes, of course.
They don't have to declare for the draft.
And if you are late first rounder, looking at a second round draft pick, why would you stay? You think back to some of these Ohio State basketball teams, talked about it all the time, how Chris Holtmann never seemed to just get that one player that would have been a big difference for the roster composition to stay an extra year. And again, like it's not to make excuses, but if you can imagine what the NIL era might have done, Caleb Wesson, where he was in his career already a crafty veteran and was getting better. He was already better than a 10-10 guy and was a good big who could finish down low and shoot the three. There's no way he's leaving when he did. He would come back with the you know, low, he'd get $1 million, $1.5 million probably to stay an extra year. You would do that. So it's just an example of what's going on. I think those numbers tell a lot, which is why I think eventually John Mobley Jr., we're going to hear that he is fully locked in for Buckeye basketball.
You know, a couple weeks back, we were playing a clip from the classic 80s sitcom Family Ties, which took place right here in Columbus.
That's right.
And
I need to start watching it because now that I learned that about the sitcom, that it's
the
really
fact
the only
you
show
haven't watched it
that takes place
me.
Here.
But they had a little thing, a little sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la.
Yeah, and then, we had the Tom Hanks clip.
Started,
I found out that he was a guest on the show.
We started to think, what would happen if you took the sha-la-la-la and you put it after some really memorable bad sports moments. You know? And well, we had a couple, and we've made some more because, you know, we're stupid. So let's take a listen.
You know, we're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time.
I already did it twice.
You call one more time, we better take a station break.
Well, it's a five-minute segment, our five-segment show. We got a long way to go.
Well, we do.
We got a long way to go.
We do.
I'll get a couple segments out of
you
before.
Well, it's good to be here with you, though.
Well, it's good to see you, too.
You know, because you've been talking like this behind my back for a long
time.
But
now I said it right here.
Right, exactly.
Well, we got no problems
then. I think that you probably won't say it again.
I bet I do.
Okay.
Chris.
That was Jim Rome.
It was a long time ago.
And Jim Everett. Former
AKA
Rams quarterback.
Chris Everett.
Well, because Chris Everett
was the tennis star.
Female tennis star. He didn't like being.
That was his little joke.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you a woman.
Yeah.
Right to your face.
That's right.
Sissy. Yeah. You suck.
What did you just ask me?
I said, where are you with Jalen in terms of your relationship?
Wherever it was.
I'm wherever it was. I mean, you know, the last time.
I mean, Doug, we ain't talking about that.
No, I know, but you understand.
Come
you
on,
under,
Doug,
you
I just told you respectfully on your show. I'm not going to talk about that.
I'm okay.
Being a professor
and
Chris, or teaching a class on cultures.
That's Doug Gottlieb interviewing Chris Webber, and
finally gave up the radio gig to just focus on being a terrible basketball coach.
Mm-hmm. Well, he already was a terrible radio host.
Sure. So. Why not do two things bad?
I just want to say that earlier, you had a very patronizing tone towards me. I fully understand what a slip screen is. I've been doing the NBA for 18 years. But the way you presented it initially was gobbledygook. So, like the audience, I wanted you to come back and explain yourself. And you then just took a firing line on me, and it was uncalled for.
I don't think so.
That's exactly what happened.
You are overly sensitive to that.
I am not.
Did you have a bad day today?
It's second game of a back-to-back.
The
it's
ride back from Philly,
tough.
Did it like disturb you
well,
last night?
That was 2 hours with you, which is probably the reason why I've had enough tonight.
It was Ian Eagle and Mike Fratello, the czar of the telestrator.
It's a good line. It was 2 hours with you, which is probably
I
the
have
reason.
3 hours with you every single day,
yeah,
my friend.
You like it.
See what I did?
Yeah.
See what I did. Hey, LIV Golf has entered hospice care. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 20-minute delay due to a crash that's blocking two lanes on northbound South High Street at Rathmel Road. It is stop and go from London Grove Court Road. And we've got a slowdown on eastbound 270 on the North Outer Belt between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Baseball Today in Cleveland. Sixth inning, Guardians with a 3-0 lead over Tampa Bay. Cleveland trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Cincinnati Reds are at home with Colorado tonight. Columbus Clippers hosting Toledo at Huntington Park. Soccer tonight at Scott's Miracle-Gro Field. 7:30 start. Columbus Crew hosting 1 Knoxville SC. NHL playoffs tonight. Montreal to Tampa Bay. They're tied at 2-2. Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. Flyers with a 3-2 edge there. Utah at Las Vegas. That series is even at 2-2 as well. NBA playoffs tonight. Cleveland hosting Toronto in an even 2-2 series. Orlando at Detroit. Magic a 3-1 edge. Houston and Los Angeles. Lakers lead that one 3-1. Houston Texans and all-pro linebacker Azeez Al-Shaarir have reached agreement on a 3-year contract extension. This update brought to you by RCD RV Supercenter, located in Heath, Delaware and Pataskala, or at rcdrv.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I got a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Hey, Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's 7 o'clock. It's the list. Top sports scandals.
Ooh,
that's the list.
Scandalous.
Tomorrow. That's right. Bishop and Friends starts at 9, but at 10:30, they're going to talk to the Pied Piper of the Hillbillies, Paul Feinbaum from ESPN. And on this show tomorrow, it's Too Hot Thursday and Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg.
Top of your head. Not trying to steal their list, but I would imagine they want inclusion on that. They want their listeners to give examples. I'm thinking of Lance Armstrong. I'm thinking of, obviously, the decade-long scandal in baseball, Balco, steroid abuse.
Yeah.
So two things there, steroid abuse with cycling. And Lance, too, for just being just the picture of a good, clean boy. That's what people thought. That is the major. Oh, you knew? Yeah,
You're damn right. You're damn right. I wish Teddy was here today because he would back me up. You know, I said for a long, long time.
You did?
On this show. Everybody was slobbering on his knob. I said for a long time, Lance Armstrong is secret evil. You watch. And I was vindicated.
Good for you.
That's right.
Good for you.
He was secret evil, and yes. I was proven correct.
He wasn't just a liar. Anyone that was actually telling the truth,
he would ruin their lives.
And when he gives that apology on Oprah, oh, you could take that apology. You could stuff it where the sun don't shine. Nobody cares. You're a loser. You're an enemy. You cheated a whole country
speaking of those
yellow jackets.
Losers.
Yellow jerseys, whatever.
LIV Golf is canceling their event in New Orleans, you know, because they're on life support.
Yeah, it's in like late June is when the tournament is scheduled to be. What? The PGA Tour just finished their event in New Orleans. You got to think about what the climate is going to be. That's why on the tour, you have the West Coast swing when it's in January. So you're in places like California and Arizona, and you have the Florida swing earlier in the season as well. I know they're in Doral, they're in Miami this week, but you have to think about those things. So for one, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to be hotter than hell down there in late June, closing in on July.
Well, they can wear shorts. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You won't have swamp ass because you're wearing shorts.
They can wear shorts. And, you know, the local government there, they put some money into this tournament. You know, getting all their infrastructure ready for the dozens of people that would be attending it. We actually got a comment from Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry on the situation. Let's take a listen.
I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it.
Mm. That's well, there it is. That is why there's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but the Board of Supervisors is going to come up with a committee, and they're going to go find us a coach.
I'll tell you, Cajun's a whole new thing, isn't it? Like, South, I can sort of get. I can get a hillbilly Southern accent. I can understand what they're saying. But you throw some Cajun at me.
Of course.
Like that Ed Orgeron quote. I got to find
out. I remember that fool that left two rafters in number one.
We have tried to decipher this. You know, Rhyme Time's here. He's got younger ears. Maybe he can listen to this closely.
Yeah, it's something about a raffle, Rhymer.
And I want tell me what Ed Orgeron is saying.
And I'm glad you didn't have that raffle. I saw the Fushi would never got past number one.
Raffle?
Food?
Pass number one.
I got that.
Raffle
got that,
for food but, for number one.
But there's... It's not a complete sentence.
I remember. I remember? Start that up.
And I'm glad you didn't have that raffle. I saw the Fushi would never got past number one.
I'm glad you didn't have that raffle for solid
something
food.
Something didn't get past number one.
Right, but people are laughing, so clearly they understood.
but the laughs don't sound Cajun. I don't know if there's a... We don't laugh in a dialect?
They don't... The laughs don't sound Cajun. What does a Cajun laugh sound like?
And I'm glad you didn't have that raffle. I saw the Fushi would never got past number one.
You say, oh, daddy, oh, by golly, that is a funny joke.
I didn't have that raffle. I Fushi out home, number one.
That's you.
That's me. Yeah, I got that.
All right, what else you want?
Coach O.
Hummer. And then we'll do emails. Good clean.
Sure. Why?
I got it pulled up here.
Right. We may as well just do the whole
gambit.
This is
one of my favorite pieces of audio ever.
I love it.
All right, come on.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
All right, good clean Wednesday. What do you got?
Let's go to a quick one to start off because it gets us talking about food. I saw this one for you. It was titled Chicago Pizza.
Okay.
Todd says, my guys.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Had a work trip to Chicago last weekend and was treated to Lou Malnati's deep dish. Sausage and cheese. Delicious. Common man, what's your final four of Chicago pizza?
Oh.
He says he thought of you when he was there.
Well, if we're doing the deep dish variety, then I would be going with a Lou Malnati's.
Lou's in there.
And they're not all created equal. First of all, there's different varieties of deep dish. There's, you know, more of a deep pan, which is like a Pequod's, where there's no dough going up the sides. It's just on the bottom. You have stuffed pizza, which is what Giordano's is, where there's a layer of dough, a thin layer of dough over the toppings. And then the sauce is applied.
Mm-hmm. And that dough stays very, very soft. You almost can't really even tell that that's a crust.
But it's a much thicker, heartier experience. And then there's what we ate pretty much every single week, which was tavern-style pizza, like is popular here. And the majority of Chicagoans eat that style of pizza.
What were your spots? Like, what was the actual pizza place?
But they were
for tavern style.
My spots were just places that were by your house. That was the spot. Like,
right.
we had a place called Gina's, which we used to go to a lot, and they had a good tavern style thin. They also made a mean focaccia sandwich.
You love focaccia bread.
What they would do is they would take like a tomato focaccia and they'd cut it in half, and then they'd fill it with chicken parm or whatever the hell you want.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it was
is that why you're such a fan of making focaccia yourself?
Well,
because
I just
had it growing up a lot.
I just love bread. I'm a bread slut.
Bread is good.
We had bread with every meal, and I tell you, man, you get yourself a good freshly baked loaf of bread. There's not a whole lot more I need. You could take the most well marbled steak in the world, which I enjoy. Okay, but if you give me just a hot, crusty loaf of bread, maybe olive oil, copious amounts of of softened butter.
Yeah. So,
you know, I'll house that entire thing.
If I had to do this, if I had to try to pick your brain on like what you could more go without in life, let's say you could never go to Mickey D's ever again.
Okay.
Or you could never have any of these delicious breads.
See you later, Mickey D's.
Easy.
Yeah.
I would become a vegetarian.
You make a lot of great breads yourself, and that's part of how you have fun. It's part of your one of your big hobbies over the weekends to make that stuff.
You know, if you're going to a good restaurant, the second you sit at the table, if it's one of these restaurants that give you bread before the meal, if they give you a crappy little thing of bread with some hard as a rock butter, chances are the rest of the meal is going to suck. If you don't take your bread seriously, you're not taking anything seriously. All right?
You know what I've found, though, is I could take a $1.19 loaf of table bread from one of the grocery store bakeries, which I think, you know, most of the grocery stores in town, the bakeries are pretty solid. Would you agree? You get some
They're
of the
not
bread.
All equal.
Not all equal, but I think
the Giant Eagle Bakery is superior when it comes to the big box stores.
If you get something that was baked that day, though, and if you go home and doctor it up, like we will do with...
Get the take and bake.
You can do the take and
bake.
They
got the take and bake loaves, which are, you know, half done. You put it in the oven. It's like freshly baked.
Sometimes we'll like to doctor it up ourselves to do like a fancier garlic bread, like an open-faced, slice it down vertically, open that thing up, and you've got your, you know, melted down butter and then all your different spices and your parm and throw that in the oven, bake that for just 10 minutes or so to have that with your pasta. Oh,
and I happen to marry a woman too. Ooh. Where, you know, her birthday's coming up. And I said to her, I said, what do you want for your birthday for dinner? She goes, I want some Italian cold cuts, cheese, and a big effing loaf of bread. And I said, yes. And then
sounds great.
Let's do it. Right on the table after that. That sounds
Sir
great.
Latab.
That's, oh my God. That table's shaking.
Those legs can't hold that.
Yes, you had me at bread.
You need a farm-style table for that action.
It is Good Clean Wednesday. Let's do some more Good Clean emails coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident blocking the left lane on westbound 270 at 315 on the north outer belt, causing some stop-and-go traffic from US 23 and about a five-minute delay. And there's also a five-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side from 5th Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, rain comes to an end tonight across central Ohio, then turning drier into Thursday morning. On Thursday, we'll see partly sunny skies and about a 10% chance of a lingering rain shower throughout the day. High temperatures cooler, only in the middle 50s. On Friday, we may have some morning rain showers. It's about a 20% chance, and then drier as the day wears on. High temperatures in the middle 50s. On Saturday, a lot of sunshine and highs middle 50s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
common man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Rimmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
We're going to be getting back to Good Clean Wednesday momentarily. You can email us anything about anything. GoodCleanBoy@gmail.com. I have something for you, though.
What?
From this weekend. I got a bone to pick.
With me?
Not with you. Not with you. So listen to this. So we were at the...
Listen to this?
The Wits. Looky here.
Looky here.
Looky here. It was at the Wits. Frozen custard. Tremendous place, right?
Love a good Wit.
Yeah, Wits is fantastic. So we were at the West Jeff spot. So we're picking Jack and his buddy up from a golf course that was out there. So we made our way back. Flyers over there in West Jeff, by the way. Big, nice indoor seating spot. They even have almost like it's old Pizza Hut style. They have a bar set up there. So maybe they do the pizza and the salad bar some nights. And I'm all right.
Got central heating.
It's very, very nice. So after the pizza, we went over to the Wits and all's good. It's a little different though because we're used to only going to one Wits. I couldn't tell you if I've been to another Wits location outside the one that's in Old Hilliard up there on Old Main Street. So
yeah, they are really different. I mean, the one by me's got a big stripper pole and they're all the same, right. Yeah. Timmy.
I know you get the stripper poles. Some don't have the big witty the same way.
Actually,
the clowns could be dancing around.
The one by me is right next to the Jersey Mike's.
Oh.
So we go in for the Jersey Mike's sandwich, and there's a door, an internal door.
Whoa!
To the Wits. And that's
it's like
just,
the KFC A&W.
That's the thing. It's an invitation. I don't know why. That door being there means every single time I got to just walk over and get the Wits.
I love that.
Even though I could just walk out the other front door and into the door.
No!
It's not the same.
No, it's like getting the hotel rooms that have that door in the middle and you rent the hotel next door as well. That's great.
Well, must be nice.
What was the gas station or what was the, you mentioned Jersey Mike's. You remember Blimpy? Blimpy's
Blimpy
gone
subs.
Away now, right? Blimpy's basically gone away. I think they're in horrible financial trouble. Who's had a Blimpy in the last 15 years?
Maybe they're out of the region. Maybe they're hopping other places.
Because they used to be all over truck stops, and they would be connected to the convenience shop.
I used to like the Quiznos, right, man. I know they're still around, but there's none by me. Quiznos was one of those things where it was, you knew you were going to get diarrhea.
Yeah.
But it was a pleasure. I still would go. It was the good diarrhea. There's
good kind.
There's bad diarrhea where you got cramps and you're, you know, cold sweats and stuff like that. And then there's the good diarrhea where it's just, I need to get out as quickly as humanly possible.
It's just a lot of spewing you from get the
your,
anus.
You get yourself a good anus clean out there. Man,
it's like something was medically induced on you, and you're gonna these
bypasses
these
the digestive
pay thousands
system.
Thousands of dollars
you
to get the clean out,
spew out a whole loaf of bread,
so
in its entirety.
So we're at the Wits, and this is about like how we're ordering. And I'm looking over the menu. I'm thinking, you know what? I want a nice little sundae. That's it. I'm just feeling like a nice classic sundae. I typically like to get their plain vanilla. I know they do flavors of the month.
That's the way to go.
But they're simplified. The menu simplified. There's usually like maybe three of the custards to choose from. So I just want the vanilla sundae. And I'm looking up there, and it's just a picture of it on the board. I'm like, yeah, I'll take a sundae, please. And she was like, well, what do you want on it? I'm like, oh, you know, the classic is fine.
The fixins.
Yeah,
the,
you know, the they, hot, the, it says hot, it's got hot fudge, whipped cream, and a cherry on top.
Got the picture
that's fine.
Right there.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's sundae. She's like, yeah, but so you get whatever you want on it, and it's 99 cents a topping. I'm like, okay, I'll do the hot fudge, the whipped cream, the cherry, and some nuts.
Oh, you got the nuts?
So I said, some nuts.
Went wild.
Right? And then she takes 10 seconds, turns back around. She's like, oh, we have a lot of nuts. Of what kind do you want? I was like, Spanish peanuts? She was like, okay. There was a D's nuts joke in there, but I left that one on the table. And I can see.
Probably a good call,
yeah,
Timmy.
Yeah, good call.
You for the 14-year-old that's working at the Wits.
D's nuts. D's nuts right here. That's what I wanted. So I can feel behind me Jack's like face is starting to crack as I'm like going through this process, and I'm looking back at him. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, this is awkward. Like, I'm asking it for a sundae. Like, I'm not reinventing the wheel right here. And so he steps up and he's like, I'll take an ice cream sundae with cookie dough. And he steps away and he taps him on the shoulder. He's like, that's how you order, buddy. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. So Jack's friend got what he got. Sarah got what she got. and we get to the table, and, you know, they kind of bring everything out as it's done. And so I get my sundae exactly as it was, because I had to blurt out literally everything I wanted on it. The hot fudge, the whipped cream, the cherry, and the Spanish peanuts. And so it got there. And then Jack's sundae comes out. What is it? It's a cup of vanilla ice cream filled with cookie dough.
There you go. See?
And I pointed at him, and I laughed. And
there
I laughed.
You go.
I was like, I never could stand the son of a bitch, so I told him to stick it.
Hey, it's always good when you can mock your kids, isn't it? You're stupid, Dad. You don't know anything.
But early go to jail for that Witz location. A sundae, we have to establish.
There's base ingredients for a sundae.
We have to have a baseline sundae. And if it's on the picture with hot fudge, whipped cream, and a cherry, then there you go. So I don't even know. Like, did I pay $5 or $6 for whatever the single scoop was, and then $1 extra for each of those four items? Is that, I didn't even check the receipt at that point because I just wanted the process to be over with. But what the hell happened right there? That should be the sundae, and then the nuts should be $1 extra. I don't know what was going on, but Timmy, anyway, good clean Wednesday.
Timmy,
don't ask questions.
Expect stupidity. And you won't be disappointed, ever.
I got CM chiming in, says, my guys.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Common Man, I was listening to some old Man and Bone shows, and I heard the story about Muggsy's Leaper all the way back in 2021 for the first time. I would love to hear that story again.
Oh, I don't think anybody wants to hear that story. But since I have the request.
I think we do.
we had a friend of the family, neighbor, and I was friends with the son. Mm-hmm. And my sister was friends with the daughter, and then our parents were friends. So we'd get together all the time, and Italian family just like mine, had their grandmother living in the house just like mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd go over to the house, and they got this dog, a little Jack Russell Terrier.
Is that like a yapper dog? It's tiny, yeah. Right? Yeah, it's yeah. Gonna just maybe just past a yapper.
Anyway.
Yeah, Jack Russell.
And they named the dog Muggsy.
Yeah.
And the mom...
After Muggsy Bogues, big Hornets, big Chalet Honey fan.
Sure. And the mom, one day, is sitting on the couch, and she starts rubbing the dog.
There's a lot of...
in between the legs.
Rubbing.
In between the legs. Rubbing the dog.
That's not good.
No, it's not good.
I thought you just meant rubbing its belly, no, like a normal person does with a dog or a cat.
Starts rubbing the dog. And she looks at me and says, Muggsy likes it when I rub his leaper.
Nope.
And,
nope.
I'm out. Of course you're out.
Yes. Yes, she should be in jail.
She's
real
jailing the dog.
That's just...
And here's the thing, man. My parents...
She's like a future Dahmer.
When they go back to Chicago and visit people, they'll always stop and visit this person. If you were friends with my mom... There's nothing you can do. All right, you can murder someone, be convicted.
Well, we have to go visit so-and-so.
Why?
Well, because we've been friends forever.
I know, but they just murdered an entire kindergarten.
Well, you know.
No, I don't know. Mom, she was J.O. and the dog.
That's the...
You don't have to be friends anymore.
That is... That's... psychopath behavior.
Of course it is.
I feel like there was some kind of obligation for you to contact the authorities.
I was a kid.
That this is going on.
I knew it was odd when I was
parents,
a kid.
That your obligation for your parents.
As you grow up, then you're like, what the hell's going on? I just saw my sister for Easter, and she's got her dog, too, that she carries around like a baby.
Okay, yeah.
And we still make the joke. I said, what are you...
Yeah,
take his leaper and give him a little.
Oh, stop it. I'm not doing that.
So you're about two steps away from it. It looks like you're doing this dog.
I'm glad. I'm glad we have a female dog for this, for our final,
you know,
family dog.
Clip
here.
Clip that up. I want to use that out of context. I'll tell you what. I'm glad we got a female dog.
I'm really glad.
So I can do it, you know.
So we, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be looking at one of those.
Nah, the wieners are gross.
Red rifles.
But the.
You'll shoot your eye out, buddy.
Ralphie better watch out. Muggsy comes around here.
I messed you up. I got some food updates for you. We're going to go right into dog doing to some food updates.
We weren't in dog. We weren't doing dogs.
Come. I wasn't doing
it. That ain't what we was doing.
Coming up, we were discussing it. Coming up in 2 minutes, Cowan, Man, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on eastbound 670 after International Gateway. And we've got an accident that's causing a couple-minute delay on Winchester Pike between Old Bixby Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Ready to upgrade to the perfect sleep setup? Let Mattress Firm sleep experts guide you to the perfect bed at the Memorial Day sale. Top brands, ideal comfort, score unbeatable deals on both. Mattress Firm, they make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ann and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Okay. Still looking for that first Travis Bazana hit. They are up. You want to play the little...
I wasn't ready for it.
I know, but I was just... See, you're pretty quick on the trigger there. 3-1, Guardians leading the Rays, eighth inning. We were wondering if they'd get this game in with the weather. Bazana 0-for-3. I think he grounded out in his first big league at bat there. And, oh, yesterday when they took their fourth straight L, they really had the offense cooking, right? 1-0.
I thought he was about to hit a home run, but the camera angle was very mean, and they were just tracking tightly on the ball.
Oh,
and then they drop it down, and the center fielder's just right there. Squeeze it.
Easy grab.
Yep.
You're like a Cubs fan, ain't you?
Warning track power.
Thanks, Rhyme Time.
Yeah, no problem.
That is Jacob Reimer. He's producing the show today. Teddy is out. Doing nothing.
Yeah, because it's
a day off. It's fine.
It's Wednesday, and this is what he's always done. He's going to do
some
it again.
Food news for you. Smoky Bones has closed up shop. They used to have several locations locally. I think the last one was over at Easton, and it's now closed. But all of them are closed. You know, Smoky Bones was the first time that I actually had actual barbecue.
Really?
Yeah. Now, look, it's a chain. It was fine. I'm not saying it's going to blow your mind, but... Back when I was banging, back when I was a kid, we didn't have barbecue places. To me, if you said barbecue, that means hamburgers and hot dogs on the Weber out in the backyard.
No. Why do we call that having a barbecue?
That's
a cookout.
I know, but that's what we would term barbecue.
I get it though. Like that's not a totally foreign thing.
We didn't have
many people would call having a barbecue burgers and dogs and just grilling.
Right.
Things.
We didn't have barbecue restaurants around us where I grew up, and my family just hated black people, so they were off the table.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I never had real barbecue before. I'm going to get so much crap from my mom for that line. It's a joke.
Say what you want about me being friends with the woman who does her dog, but we love black people.
Yes, you do. Anyway, the first time I had actual barbecue...
Was Smoky Bones.
Was Smoky... Outside of a tub of Lloyd's from the grocery store.
I don't see the tub
the
of Lloyd's anymore.
Beef, you know, yeah, that was real barbecue. I like, oh, brisket. Oh, this is... Real barbecue. And then as you grow and you try new things, you go new places, Then you have real barbecue. You're like, oh, this is really delicious. But Smoky Bones was the entry point for me.
And is Smoky Bones most known for their ribs? I'm asking because I never got around to going there.
No, I would always get like the sampler platter. Oh, they give you like a little bit of everything. They give you a little pulled pork and a little brisket, a thing of cornbread. It was very good.
Everything was okay?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, everything was pretty good. So that's too bad. I saw that the parent company that owns them also owns Twin Peaks. I did an appearance there one year.
Mm-hmm,
took a very awkward photograph with 15 scantily clad women. And I was
covering your genitals.
I didn't know what to do with my hands. Mm-hmm. If you want to know.
So you just decided to cup your wiener?
I just folded my hands and put them in front. Because I did not know. But I know like those old time restaurants, those chain restaurants, they can hold a little bit of nostalgia for you. That's the first spot that you ever had barbecue.
No, I hadn't been back there in 25 years, so I'm part of the problem, clearly.
Yeah, I know. A chain that I grew up going to was called Red Hot and Blue. It was on the East Coast. And I would just get so excited. They had a little pig logo there. I would get so excited to have their pulled pork barbecue. That's probably the first dish when you really like make that venture into having real barbecue, a smoked meat. It's probably the pulled pork. You said you were going to maybe think about getting into it.
You shamed me.
This year.
Told me I can't.
I did not.
You did. You're like, oh man, smoked meats is my thing. You can't get a smoker.
That's a lie.
That's my thing.
That's a lie. I don't even have a smoker yet.
I know, and that's what's so mean about it.
I texted you a picture of Papa J's mid-sized Traeger. Ooh, he keeps that thing nice and clean. I respect this. He never leaves that outside.
This is your father-in-law?
Yeah, my father-in-law. We call him Papa J. He not only covers the grill.
You call him Papa J?
Yes.
Like you just call him Papa J?
Jerry. We'll call him Jerry. But usually refer to it because I see him through Jack's eyes and we kind of talk to each other colloquially. I will call Sarah Ma sometimes because she's mom in the house.
All right.
I'll refer to it that way. Is that weird?
I don't.
Is that too weird? Reimer, what do you call
your father-in-law?
Your father-in-law, mother-in-law.
I call them by their names, but now that I have a kid, I'm leaning towards like Gigi and Papa because that's what they're calling them.
So you got a Gigi and Papa.
Yeah.
Well, right. I understand that, but like if it's like, hey, you want a glass of water? All right, and he's over there. He's next to the water.
Yeah.
Do you say, Pop Pop, can I have a glass of water?
No. I'm calling vice versa.
Do you say, Papa J, can I have a glass of water? It's like you're talking to a pimp.
Papa J, I kind of think Papa J is just a cool-ass name.
I was thinking Papa John.
Now that I think, well, not him.
Speaking of hating black people.
You son of a bitch. You stole it right out of my mouth. Forget about your mom. We got Papa John who's in the mix. Right. This guy is not my kind of guy.
This is not my kind of guy.
I just happen to have it just right there. That's just a stroke of luck.
So I don't refer to her as Grammy K when I'm just like asking her, like, can I get a glass of tea? Hey, K, how are you doing?
Granny K?
Grammy K.
Grammy K sounds like a rapper.
it's Grammy K and Papa J. I don't refer to her. I don't call her Grammy K now that you mention it. I do go with a lot more of the Papa J. I think I just like to say it.
Papa J.
Cool Papa J.
Hit the J. Blouses.
Stop. Oh, my God.
What were we talking about?
We were...
Oh, the Traeger.
The Traeger.
Give me an email.
You got the soundboard ready? I got a request for you. This says my guys.
Okay. This is the show, and we're not going to change it.
I was listening to more old shows, and I came across the show when Tyvis and you, Timmy, ate the chili dogs. Then in remembrance, C-Man, you made a song called Ass on Fire. Was wondering if you could play that one. It's so entertaining.
Well, I didn't get the songs in the divorce. T-Bones got the songs in the morning.
I forgot about that.
But... I mean, we have a request.
It's a request.
Let down the...
Maybe we can just play now and apologize later.
A little ass on fire.
Midday munching, getting you down, turning that smile into a frown. A little protein goes a long way. Head upstairs to the fan.
buffet. Chili dog sitting in the fridge. Smells so bad it makes you cringe. I'm sure it's fine, how bad can it be? You'll regret it, boy, I guarantee. Ass on fire, please make it stop. Ass on fire, what the hell is this slop? Ass on fire, I feel misled. Ass on fire, I think Timmy's dead. Run right home in a hug the bowl. Your bowels are losing all control. Spewing out of the front and back. Lava erupts out of your crack. You feel like you're about to die. Kiss that softball game goodbye. Gotta throw out your underwear. Learn your lesson, buyer beware. Ass on fire, please make it stop. Ass on fire, what the hell is this slop? Ass on fire, I feel misled. Ass on fire, I think Timmy's dead. Explosion out of your caboose. You only ate it on a lark. Now your friends all call you Skid Mark. You can't look your wife in the eye. Something crawled up your butt and died. Oh my God, what a big mistake. You have the world's worst tummy ache. Ass on fire, please make it stop. Ass on fire, what the hell is this slop? Ass on fire, I feel misled.
I do want to give you credit, because what people might not know is that, yeah, that's an AI song, but Mikey writes all of the lyrics word for word. That isn't just, hey, will you write me a song about a chili dog gone bad? Now, but I do wonder if, like, we've adopted some new terms through the months, if that massive fire out of your caboose may have switched up to a noose.
Yes, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, possibly.
You know what I think when
it's
I hear
great,
those songs?
It's a great song. It's a good one. I love it.
As the AI robots drop the nukes on us one day, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to be thinking about that. Remember when we just had them make songs
right.
for us? And now they're killing us dead.
And it doesn't know anything about anything when you ask it something on the internet. It doesn't even know what Ryan Day's record against Michigan is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, AI's stupid on Google.
I have a bone to pick. I know you do too, with a critic of Wendy's. Look, I've had some things to say about Wendy's because I feel like they've lost their way, and there's criticism that's valid.
Absolutely.
However, there is something out there that is so asinine that I have to bring it up.
We got to talk about this.
That's next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on northbound 315 going from Ackerman Road to Henderson Road. And there's a 15-minute holdup due to a crash in the left lane on westbound 270 on that north outer belt at 315. Crews are on scene there, so expect some slowdown from 71. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
You felt completely safe dropping your kids off. Like, my parents didn't even hesitate to drop me off at Holiday Village Mall in Great Falls, Montana for 6 hours.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, yeah.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
All right, Mikey, got some fast food conversation coming your way, and there's something about it, though, that is just bothersome.
I agree with you.
So we did Foodgasm. We do Foodgasm every Monday because we got a lot of food thoughts coming from the weekend. And Jen was in here, and she shared with me some of the updates to the Wendy's springtime menu, right? So a couple of days ago, they launched this, so they have a jalapeno ranch cheeseburger.
I was going to say, you know what the springtime menu is? They take their regular crap.
Add jalapenos.
And they throw a bunch of pickled jalapenos on there, yeah, and call it a day.
Jalapeno bacon breakfast potatoes, jalapeno breakfast biscuits, and then some drinks, watermelon lemonade. Okay, watermelon sparkling energy, Sprite watermelon. So it's all watermelon stuff and jalapeno stuff. But then she had this update on a new Frosty, and it just got me thinking about where my thoughts are with this. So they've got a cookie dough Frosty fusion that's coming around. Now, I know this is not year one that they've been doing this, but just the fact that they feel like they've got to do special things with the Frosty and try to be like Dairy Queen or how McDonald's has the McFlurry that they've done for a long time now. Because I contend.
You contend.
And you contend.
I contend.
That one of the all-time greatest fast food menu items is a good old classic Frosty.
I don't think there's any question about it. I think that the Frosty is one of the things that makes Wendy's unique. Even if it's not one of your favorite menu items, you got the Frosty, you got the chili, and you got the baked potato.
Absolutely.
Which are things that you can't get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And look, my problem is, well, if people want a Kit Kat Frosty, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is you're spending all this money on R&D and bringing in Kit Kat pieces and all this crap, and that drags up the price of everything else. The reality is people have stopped going to Wendy's because they have forgotten the basics.
The roots.
Not because they're not innovative enough, because their basics are not good enough. The quality has been inconsistent. Stop fooling around with all this other crap. Get your basics right, and people will come back.
And I would rather you spend that money, like you said, with R&D, on making sure that something like the Frosty is always tip-top at every single location
across
the country.
Absolutely.
Every time you go. Now, I know things are going to happen. Things will break down. But more, like 99.9% of the time you go there, not only is the Frosty machine working, but the mixture is so great. The frost level is right where it's supposed to be. Is there anything greater than when you don't have to spend more than $1, $1.50 to get a nice sized cup of a delicious Frosty, which is the chocolate flavor? Fine if you want to have like another flavor.
It's
Frosty,
not even a chocolate flavor. It's just Frosty flavor.
Yeah, Frosty is a chocolate hint. It's just a Frosty. I think they're outstanding. And so it bothered me when I saw this article from Tasting Table. I tell you, like when a headline, like we talk about this all the time, when headlines are misleading, especially in sports. I threw Yahoo in jail last week with what was going on with Mike Vrabel, to say that Mike Vrabel is stepping away from the Patriots. Like, and all it was referring to was that he was going to be gone on that Saturday from the draft. Like, you can't write that headline when we're going through this. Like that means he's left the Patriots and he's done. Like, you got to be more specific. But this headline, just the opinion of it, says review: Wendy's new Frosty finally gives one of its weakest menu items a reason to exist.
If you are not a fan, look, maybe you like all the mix-ins, maybe you like the vanilla Frosty, maybe you like the crap, all right? More power to you. But if you are not a fan of an original Frosty, there's no way on earth we can be friends. You know, T-Bone used to tell this story. He had a buddy. Everyone he encountered, he would ask about the movie Unbreakable, the Bruce Willis movie, right?
And if you like
it. And if you didn't like Unbreakable or hadn't seen Unbreakable, he knew everything he needed to know about you.
Oh, so Unbreakable, good.
Unbreakable, good.
I thought this was like his movie that everybody likes, that
no, he doesn't.
So he can't be friends.
He was obsessed with this movie Unbreakable. He says he's never met anybody normal who hasn't liked it.
I like it.
All right. And I'm going to say that about the Frosty. if they're, look, if you're like intolerant to dairy or you can't have milk, whatever the hell it is, I'll give you a pass on that one. But if you are a living, breathing person and you can't appreciate just a classic Frosty for what it is, then we have nothing in common. And I would not spit on you if you were on fire on the street.
I do have an update for you. As I read on this gibberish, you know, talking about, you know, the thoughts on the fusions and breakdowns of the other flavors that they've had, the writer did say that they stopped in the store right across from the headquarters in Dublin, Ohio. So maybe
this person's listening to me right now.
Well, Megan, if you're out there,
I hope you drop dead.
I'm not going to say that about you. I don't think you have half a working brain to say that. To say that the Frosty is one of the weakest menu items,
I'm sorry.
And now it has a reason to exist.
I don't hope you drop dead. I hope you die, and then I'm going to reanimate you.
Were you Joe Pesci?
I'm going to bring you back to life.
I'm going
to
crack your skull, and then after that, I'm going to dig you up. I'm going to bring you back to life. I'm going to crack your effing skull again.
I'm going to feed you a Frosty, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to repent and say, I'm so sorry, I was wrong.
I'm sorry.
And then I let you live, right? But if you still haven't learned your lesson, then...
Hey, Reimer, you ever have a Frosty?
Yeah, I love a good Frosty.
Of course he does. He's a good, clean boy.
I hope so. I would hope so. You think fusions suck?
I don't know that I've had a fusion.
Ford?
Of course not. Oh, fishy.
Ford fusion.
Fishy fusion.
Yeah.
You know what Teddy and I decided yesterday?
What?
Being in Fishy's office for those meetings, it sucks. He's got that window. The sun's always shining in your eyes. There's smut playing on the TVs. I can't get comfortable in there.
Kind of smells a little bit like a nutsack, too.
What do you mean? Who's his?
Who else would it be? I mean,
is he rubbing his sack on the desk?
I don't know what he's doing in there.
It's nothing good. Down there, and this time of day, it's quiet in the building.
Excuse me, did you say that you hoped someone dropped dead and then you reanimated them and
did it again?
Fed the Frosty and then shot them. We have a complaint here.
Remember how Jim Brewer, Joe Pesci used to fire that pistol?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Timmy.
Yeah.
Hey, Timmy, got some good basketball news. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing traffic to slow down on East Dublin Granville Road at Cleveland Avenue. And there's a bit of a delay on southbound 270 on that east outer belt going from Main Street to I-70. This report is sponsored by Staples. Staples has hundreds of ways to grow your business this spring, like spectacular signs, brilliant brochures, eye-popping posters, mouth-watering menus, and more. Shop now through June 13th and save up to $150 on all your custom prints. Staples, that was easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keogh's Columbus crew in action tonight. They will be at home with one Knoxville SC at Scott's Miracle-Gro Field. It all gets underway at 7:30. Baseball today, Cleveland Guardians snapped a four-game losing streak, posting a 3-1 win at home of the Tampa Bay Rays. Cincinnati will continue their home series with the Colorado Rockies tonight. Reds going to play, continuing to own a game and a half lead atop the NL Central. Columbus Clippers at home at Huntington Park with Toledo tonight. NBA playoffs, Cleveland Cavaliers host Toronto, series tied at 2-2. Also, it's Orlando at Detroit, where the Magic have a 3-1 3-1 lead. Houston to Los Angeles. Lakers lead that one 3-1. Early betting favored Renegade has drawn the number one post position for Saturday's running of the Kentucky Derby. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Had a little college basketball news yesterday. We already broke down the Ohio State situation with John Mobley Jr. This one, the number one recruit in the next class, in this year's class, in 2026.
Buckeyes got him?
Still had not. No, I'm sorry.
Jake Diebler got him?
Still had not committed. No. Kentucky and Oregon. So you had Big Blue and then another Big Ten school that, Oregon, they sucked last year. Dana Altman has been one of the most steady Eddie coaches in the game. Reimer, my fellow college basketball expert, can attest to that. They were bad.
Absolutely.
And they need an impact to get back in the race because they're not looking at being too good this next year either. Jackson Shellstead left.
He's at Louisville now.
Yeah, he's at Louisville, so he's there rivaling Kentucky. But it's not your guys. It's not the Tar Heels. It's another blue blood that got
Blue Devils
Tyron
either.
Stokes. That is the Kansas Jayhawks.
Oh, your guys.
So maybe this reinvigorates Bill Self. There's been a lot of noise about Bill Self, and maybe he'd be stepping away. And
I saw a picture from today.
Yeah.
Fishy's daughter, who goes to KU, just got a selfie with Bill Self today. A selfie with Selfie.
A selfie with Selfie.
And I got to tell you, he looked pretty good. He looked like he lost some weight, trimmed down.
Was that photo from today?
Yeah, from today.
Yeah, because it looked like Fishy's daughter was hanging out, and it's a popular new spot. So back when I was banging at KU, there was actually an on-campus bar, and they were allowed to pour beer. Of course, I mean, you had to be carded and all that, but they had to sell 3-2 beer because they were on campus. It didn't matter. But families would come in and, you know, former students, and you'd be up on the top of the hill, and then you'd have some brews and walk down to the games. We would actually do KJHK pregame shows from that bar called The Crossing. Well, they wiped it out, so that was very sad, but they put this unbelievable hotel there. So if you go and visit, it's nice to stay at the Oriad. It's on Mount Oriad, and it's got to be one of the highest points in the entire state of Kansas. That's where Fishy's daughter was, where Bill Self was. That's where Tyron Stokes was hanging out as well when he made the commitment or when he was there on campus. So
maybe
they got
Fishy's
him.
Fishy's daughter
maybe
was in charge of show him a good time.
I don't know.
So good day for the Jayhawks. As they, they were used to winning the Big 12 Conference every single year, but now, with Houston and some of these other big dogs in the conference, not anymore, but
it's another massive whiff for Mark Pope, too, at Kentucky.
He stinks.
He's just not getting anybody.
Stinks.
All right, let's do some good, clean emails. goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
This one is actually themed towards you. Jacob Reimer says, Maya News spewers.
Yeah, well, I think he's a pervert. Probably a communist, too.
I was listening to the show and laughing my butt off when we found out that Jacob Reimer not only doesn't know who Clint Eastwood is.
Dirty Dancing.
Thought that he was in Dirty Dancing when Mikey was trying to lead him into a movie he was actually in. Do you know who Paul Newman is? Can you name one movie that he was in?
Yes, I do.
So
he's
another just mega, mega famous guy from yesteryear. I mean, not even yesteryear. He was still banging right before he died.
You're Googling. That's not allowed.
You can't Google.
Stop that.
Do you know?
Stop it. Stop that now.
How about?
He's a salad dressing man.
Yeah, you know. He doesn't know that tidbit about the
Newman's Own.
He doesn't know Newman's Own. Nope. Have you ever seen Newman's Own
in the grocery store? You've seen that brand.
That salad Newman's dressing's Own, been in every store.
Salad dressing, salsa. They make lots of
different
things.
I'm not a big salad dressing guy.
No, so. Newman's Own?
The whole company is non-profit.
It's Paul Newman with a sombrero on his head.
He didn't take a dime from that whole business, did he?
He went to charity.
All goes to charity.
He got started making salad dressing for his friends. They'd come over for a little dinner. He'd make his own salad dressing. They'd say, ooh, this is delicious. He said, maybe I should sell it. But I'm already rich, so I don't need the money. I'll give it to charity. He's the opposite of Liv Golf. Those guys were already rich, and they just said, give me some more.
Yeah, he's no Liv boy. That's Paul Newman. So you got the Color of Money.
Mm-hmm.
You got the two like throwbacks that are just mega classics that he did with Robert Redford. You ever heard of Robert Redford?
No.
The Sting.
Oh, my God. The Sting and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
And we've talked about one of the most underrated Paul Newman movies. Now, I don't know if you classify it as a Paul Newman movie.
Yeah, but this is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Road to Perdition. Tom Hanks, Paul Newman, Jude Law. Reimer knows none of these
Stanley
people.
Stanley Tucci,
that's right.
Doesn't Tucci play like Nitty? The number two? Capone's number two?
I think so.
I think he does. A little different of a character than the guy that plays him in The Untouchables, where Robert De Niro plays Capone.
You know who Robert De Niro is?
Yes.
Can you name me one Robert De Niro movie?
No.
One movie? You can't name one movie? You can't name a De Niro movie? You're not kidding.
I don't watch movies.
One De Niro movie.
I don't watch movies.
Meet the Parents?
Nope.
For a comedy?
Nope, haven't seen it.
Oh my, he's been in like a bunch of these like older guy movies in the last 10 years too. He's kind of gone more to the comedy. The Godfather?
I haven't watched it.
You've heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
Al Pacino? You know who that is? Can you give me an Al Pacino?
Al Pacino. She's got a great ass. Al Pacino might have been in that same movie that Robert De Niro was in.
Paul Newman was in Cars. He was Doc Hudson.
Yes. Yes, he was.
I got it right.
We're being yes, unfair to Reimer. Maybe we're just not hitting him where he lives. Are books more of your thing? Should I ask you some literary questions?
Absolutely not.
No?
Ask him about Mark Twain?
Well, I love a good Mark Twain.
What's your favorite Mark Twain book?
Huck Finn.
Okay. All right. Good answer.
I love Mark Twain.
Good answer.
Actually, I read Mark Twain's biography. And by the way, Twain's autobiography, do you know who voices it as Mark Twain?
Someone voices it as Mark Twain.
Well, because it's Mark Twain. He wrote the biography. Mm-hmm. So the person doing the audiobook is doing a Mark Twain impersonation as he reads the book.
Okay. Wouldn't that be an autobiography?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, get it right.
You know what I mean.
All right, who did it? Who done it?
Balky Bartokomous, Bronson Pinchot.
Who? I don't know. Now
Balky,
I feel like
from Perfect Strangers? Who are you, Reimer?
Yeah, I think
you
I am.
You never saw Perfect Strangers with Balky and Coastin Larry?
No.
You never even heard of it?
No, I heard of it. I heard of Perfect Strangers.
Yes. It was on right next to Family Matters. That's your show.
Yeah, I was a big Family Matters guy.
I can't believe I'm having this conversation. I'm working with two morons.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
I thought I was going to floor you with little Bronson Pinchot. Who that? Willie Mays?
That's Billy Mays.
Billy Mays?
That's Say Hey, Billy Mays. All right.
What is going on?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Now I feel awful.
You should. You should feel awful.
Well, I do.
Here, let me make you feel better. 52-year-old Shannon Elizabeth, she's an actress. Reimer, she was in a movie called American Pie.
All right. You ever seen it?
No.
No,
Reimer,
can't Eugene Levy? Ever heard of him?
No.
No.
He was, never mind. Shannon Elizabeth apparently earned seven figures during her first week on OnlyFans.
Dear God.
And they're saying there's no nudes on it. I mean, she's posting provocative pictures. Well, let me tell you something.
What does that mean?
Like, 52-year-old woman making $1 million a week on OnlyFans? You and I are doing the wrong thing.
Well, no nudes. Like, are we nude? Are we just like covering the...
Oh, yeah. I mean,
say nipple?
Right. I think she's nude, but she's not showing you all the nude, right? Like you'll see.
It's like I'm gonna.
I see the side of your butt cheek.
I'm gonna lift my leg up,
right,
and turn to the side. But seven figures? Do you realize
in a week
how much money? Because they're taking their piece of the pie too. The website.
Uh-huh.
She said most of that was from tips and direct messages. That's a lot of direct messaging.
All right,
oh,
look.
My God.
I think we need to have our own fan only fans. Okay? Only fans,
capital,
but it's
F.
All fan personalities. And I was thinking,
oh, goodness,
who could draw the most money? Tyvus, probably. Tyvus admitted that he wanted to be a porn star.
I think he mentioned that today.
He did.
That was today.
He said if he could do anything else in life, he'd be a porn star. So there you go. We can have Tyvus doing something disgusting.
I know what channel he'd be on his secret USB stick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
But I think the real money isn't going to be with Tyvus. We gotta look fetish, okay? You put T-Bone in some sort of S&M outfit, and you grease him up, right?
Yeah.
And maybe you have someone in a Prince William mask behind him in a little peg time. I'm telling you. We can make some money.
Does he have the leather hat on?
He's got a rubber ball in his mouth.
Like the Gimp? Does he live in a wooden chest? We only bring him out when we need him? With a zipper over his mouth.
You don't think that makes some money? That makes some money.
Hey there, Bone.
Shannon Elizabeth throwing 52-year-old tots for $1 million?
But she's Shannon Elizabeth.
He's T-Bone. There's a lot of sick people out there, man. A lot of sick people. You're listening to two of them right now.
It entices me. I don't know.
Got some Costco news for you and NFL quarterback news. I don't know what's
double
more important.
Tease. You're fired.
Yeah, I'm fired for that. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little stop and go and causing about a 10-minute delay on westbound 670 from 315 to I-70. And we've got an accident that's causing traffic to slow down on Harlem Road between Central College Road and East Walnut Street. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Lowe's has the brand's pros trust to get the job done. Get 10% off new Catalyst fencing solutions when you buy in bulk. Plus, save $180 on a select DeWalt miter saw. Valid through 5/6 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Here, Eric Reeser and T-Bone staged the first annual Fan 5K. People had a good time and no one died. So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus, Common Man, and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes.
Register today at 971therace.com.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We go drier overnight tonight. Into Thursday morning across central Ohio, the rain moves out. Low temperatures in the middle 40s. On Thursday, partly sunny skies. About a 10% chance of a rain shower and mid-50s. On Friday, we have a 20% chance of rain in the morning, then drier in the afternoon with highs in the middle 50s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
I got to tell you, I'm mad at myself. I'm really disappointed in myself. Over this Balky Bartakamu's Perfect Strangers business.
If it makes you feel
it
any better.
It really, really depresses me.
I don't think.
I feel like Reimer. I do. I feel like you, buddy.
I don't think I've ever been more disappointed in you.
Good.
And that's saying something because you're a walking disappointment.
I am an idiot.
The fact
I am
that you
a moron.
Did not know about Perfect Strangers.
No, I didn't.
Balky and Cousin Larry, especially. Look, I'll get Reimer.
I know the sitcom photo now that I see the two dudes.
Reimer
standing
is six
there.
Years old. He doesn't understand anything. Okay. However, you, my friend, you.
I know.
You are a huge fan of the show Family Matters. Family Matters is a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
Even know.
Harriet Winslow worked at the Chicago Chronicle, the
God
newspaper, the
it.
Fictional newspaper where Larry and Balky worked. She was the elevator operator.
Man.
And then they gave her own show. She was a spinoff from that show.
Did she ever have interactions with Carl on Perfect Strangers? Did they ever throw Reginald Val Johnson?
I don't remember
into the
if
mix?
Carl ever made an appearance.
Was Eddie or Judy or Laura ever there? God forbid Steve Urkel popped into Perfect Strangers.
I
would have heard about
I'm
that
so
if that happened.
Disappointed in you.
I can't. I How's it feel,
Timmy?
Believe it.
I'd rather walk in on my wife pleasuring another man. I really would.
Well, I'm so disappointed. Well, if you leave the show now, there's a good chance going on.
There's a great chance. I tell her all the time, just change the sheets. I don't care what the hell you do when I'm gone. Change the sheets.
I'm sure when our milkman is finished in Hilliard, he can make a trip up
I have
to Dublin.
The milkman at my place, Melky Cabrera.
That's right.
He's there.
I will say the Family Matters theme song, we've talked about this before. It was like a month after we were doing the show together. We had a theme song day. That to me is the best. It comes in with that like ka-chung, 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 ka-chung. It's a rare position this day and age. Reading the good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition is the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find.
Right, that's enough.
It's the best. It's the best. But there must be some
right.
magic news inside these gentle walls. All I see
is
the power of being. Real love bursting out of every seam. Brr, 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 brr.
Go ahead.
Days go by.
It's a deeper love in the family.
You can't outdumb me.
No.
All right. I got a couple bits of news for you. Russell Wilson is flirting with the Jets. He made an official visit. Perhaps to back up Geno Smith. What the hell are we doing? Call it a day. My friend, if the only job you can get is Geno Smith's backup with the Jets, go home and plow your famous wife, count your millions of dollars. My God, it's over for you.
Geno, how do you think it's going to go for Geno
Bad.
In New York?
Bad.
Poorly. He sucks.
Bo Nix, Broncos quarterback, is either dead forever or he's fine. He had another procedure on his ankle. They say it was successful. But
How about that end of the season, though? You
fine.
Win that
he'll
game and then you're out. Yeah.
So he's either going to be fine and good, or this is a chronic issue that will continue to haunt him for the rest of his career and he's going to be a bum.
And then it's Jarrett Stidham time.
Speaking of Denver Broncos, have you seen the latest with Sean Payton, their head coach?
What's up with Payton?
There are rumblings that he hopped on the Diana Rossini train first.
Well, I had been reading, and I'm sure you've already, you know, checked out those articles.
She's giving
too.
A lap dance to Mike Ditka right now in his hospice bed.
Who's seen Mike Ditka lately?
His hospice nurse.
20 years ago when he did Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell. Yeah, but we've seen those articles now where some people around the league say this has been one of the worst kept secrets. You know, people that cover the league and insiders, they've known about this. Now, I don't know what that says about any of them where everybody is just keeping these secrets. I don't know what that means Mrs. Vrabel
know
about that? I
can't stand those people. It's like, yeah, knew it all along. Yeah, they were banging. Yep.
Why is that the dad in the neighborhood that just leans back and fixes his belt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew those two were screwing.
They were banging.
I sure knew that. I saw that coming. What are you, how's that deck coming along, Mikey?
Put some Thompson's wood seal on there.
Oh, yeah, the Thompson's water seal. That's a good product. It's a good product. It's got a nice sheen to it.
Charlie.
Martin.
Costco has revealed a change. Their $1.50 hot dog combo.
This is the stupidest story.
It is pretty stupid.
This is the stupidest story that you're ever going to read. So continue.
Right now, you get the hot dog. Was it a quarter pound hot dog? Oh, it's good beefy dog.
Are they the ones that use? I can't remember because Sam's and Costco, they both have like a good. They both dabble with the combos.
Yeah,
I can't remember. Which one uses the Nathan's hot dog, like the jumbo Nathan's?
I don't know, but I know the Costco one, I want to say
both
is
good.
A quarter pound and it's all beef.
Yes, they are.
It's a great deal. You get a $1.50 and you get a drink for that.
And when you burp, you can smell that hot dog for the next 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other great thing about that combo.
Now they've made a change. If you're not a pop fan or soda...
Soda pop.
You can switch to a bottle of water, which previously was not allowed.
A 16.9-ounce bottle
Correct.
Of water. That's
Maybe.
Probably a Kirkland signature.
You think it's that? Maybe not an Ice Mountain?
Stupid.
No Ice Mountain?
What about a Poland Spring?
Poland Spring. Good choice.
Certainly not a Smart Water.
No.
Not for that.
Dasani?
That deal.
Not an Aquafina?
No.
Very good, Reimer.
Dasani.
Dasani.
It's not Coke.
Dasani Coke product, Aquafina Pepsi product.
That's right. But now you can sub for a bottle of water for no additional cost, $1.50.
I think that's really dumb.
So if you're, why? Not everybody's a pop guy.
Well, I don't care. You are when you get the hot dog combo.
You have to drink
pop.
Or
you know what? Or you don't drink anything. Just have it dry. You drink air.
I don't like pop.
You don't like pop?
It? No. Don't like the fizz.
You don't drink it at all?
Nope, don't drink it at all.
I have to have fizz in everything I drink. Like right now, I'm drinking water. I'm drinking San Pellegrino because it's got to have fizz.
I have Cherry Coke right now. Have you ever had a soda?
Yeah, I've tried it, and I just don't like it.
Have you ever had a Dr. Pepper? Oh, God.
Well, my wife gets it all the time. But
have you ever had a Dr. Pepper?
I think so.
Shit.
I don't know what to do. I really don't.
You got one guy hasn't seen Perfect Strangers. This guy's accepted Dr. Pepper.
You ever hear of a man called Jesus Christ? You ever hear him?
Now, that guy, he knows a little too well. He's... Oh.
All right. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer in 2 minutes.
Colin Mann. Jesus Christ.
No. I'll be yelling that when we talk to Rimmer coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should watch out for a disabled vehicle that's on northbound 270's off-ramp to westbound I-70 on the west outer belt, causing some delay there. And there's a 5-minute holdup on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat, up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Oh, he's a broadcasting legend.
Our guy.
And Jeff Rimmer joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, great. we're good. What are you up to, Jeff? How's the week going?
The week's going well. Watching a lot of hockey and watching these playoffs advance. Up a little late last night, watching all the games and looking forward to tonight's schedule.
All right. Well, let's talk about tonight's schedule. The first game on the docket tonight, Montreal and Tampa Bay. Series is tied at 2. They're back in Tampa for this one. Give me your little breakdown of the series, and what do you think happens tonight?
Well, I've got a favorite here. Having spent 7 years in Montreal, I'm hoping the Canadiens, a young team, a team that I think is on the rise under Marty St. Louis, and I'm hoping that they can win. But I'll tell you, Tampa is the more experienced team. They come up with a big win the other night to even the series at 2. But I'll be pulling this evening, even though the game's in Tampa, for Montreal. And I'll tell you, though, really impressed with the young players on the Canadiens. And I think Caulfield has finally broken free. He was held in check for the first 3 games of the series. Suzuki's just a terrific young captain for that team. If they get the goaltending, they could provide an upset here in the first round.
Let me ask you a question. Are you like me? I'm guessing you're not, where, you know, you tune in tonight and you see Josh Anderson, and he's an alternate captain for the Canadiens, and he's doing a great job. And Do you get happy for a guy like that when he has success, or do you say, man, the Blue Jackets missed the boat on Josh Anderson?
No, I don't say they missed the boat on Josh Anderson. I wish they didn't have the contractual problems that they had when he was a Blue Jacket. Remember, he was looking for a long-term deal. His dad actually was involved in the negotiations, and that kind of soured between his father and the Blue Jackets, and obviously it was a situation where Anderson moved on, but he's not the same player that he was. He's playing a different role. Yeah. He's more of a physical player. And if you remember, in his early years with the Blue Jackets, he was a goal scorer. And I think the Jackets were hoping that would continue. There were many people that said he'll never reach that goal total again in his career. And you know what? They were right, because he hasn't. But still, I got a soft spot for Jack, and I hope he does well.
Josh and... We don't need any talented physical players on this hockey team. You're right, Rims. We got all that we need.
6'3", 220 pounds. What was it, 18, 19, when he had the big year here where he had almost 30 goals and was really starting to look like he could be a lethal player?
True. No, that was it. That's what I was talking about just a few minutes ago. He had that breakout season and was looking for the big dollars. Montreal, there was a time that he was benched and on the fourth line and not a productive player there, but give Marty, the coach, a lot of credit. He got him going, and he's filled a role, and he's a pretty well-paid player for the role that he fills.
Jeff Rimmer is with us. Quick sidestep from the current playoffs going on, since we're talking about guys that this team would love to have or the types of players we would want. I know Charlie Coyle is a guy that's probably at the top of your list, but before we even talk about draft, you just get into the offseason, who this team needs to bring back. Where are you immediately looking to, Jeff?
Well, I'm with you. And I think that they've got to do everything they possibly can to get Coyle signed. He was very impressive to me, and he's become a leader on the hockey club. So, yeah, he'd be right at the top of the list. I know there are mixed feelings on Boone Jenner, but I'm a Boone Jenner fan. He's done a lot for this hockey team. He plays his heart out every shift that he takes. And I hope he gets a good look, and I hope the Jackets do indeed bring him back. But I certainly understand if there are other teams that might covet him even more than the Blue Jackets at this point, looking to change, looking to improve the team, and it remains to see in which direction they go in that regard. As far as Marchment is concerned, he's a player obviously the Jackets are going to look at. From what Don Waddell had said here earlier in the week, talking to, I believe it was Aaron Portsline, that they haven't really got down to serious negotiations yet with the players, but that's going to take some time. I mean, it's not like they don't have time. July 1st is a long ways away, but for me, as I said earlier, the guy that tops the list without a doubt is Coyle.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Byers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
You know, I never turn it down, the opportunity to talk about Byers Imports, and they are at the airport right there on Hamilton Road. And when it comes to top quality service for your Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Subaru, or Polestar, not all service departments are the same. We have been saying that for quite some time. And let me tell you, at Byers Imports, they invite you to dare to compare. Our factory-trained technicians use specialized tools and factory-approved parts to deliver better performance and longer life for your automobile. Our VW Service Center employs more master technicians than any other shop in all of Central Ohio. Every visit includes a complimentary multi-point inspection with a video that is sent right to your phone. They also offer loaners, pickup, delivery, and that free car wash. Byers Imports, they dare you to compare on Hamilton Road, right there by the airport.
Penguins and Flyers game 5 tonight. Just a couple of days ago, we thought the Penguins were done. They looked old and slow, and now Sid the Kid bounces back, and they remind you that they're still relevant. This series is tied at 2. Are you surprised that we're here right now?
No, I'm not. They have a player, and you just mentioned his name, Crosby, their leader, their captain. And he has struggled. He's fought through a couple of injuries. It all started at the Olympics with the hit from Gudas. And really, that is an injury that he has been nursing, then got hit again. And even in game 3, he took a slap shot off the outside of the knee, left, came back, played. And I thought in game 4, he was at his best. It was the old Crosby. So I'm not surprised. There seems to be a little turmoil on the Philadelphia Flyers side of things. Rick Tocchet and Michkov, their talented young forward, are at odds. He was a healthy scratch in the previous game. Missed the airplane. Actually missed the time to be on the airplane. He actually was there in time to get on the plane, but Tocchet said, no, you got to find your own way on to the next city. And apparently he got there for the morning skate and is likely going to be in the lineup. But they're expecting much more from Michkov.
Oh, hi, my microphone's off.
Uh-oh.
I said the series was 2-2. It's not. The Flyers are up 3-2 here as the game is in Philly tonight. But, I mean, this is as much of a must-win as you can, because you don't want to go to a Game 7 back in Pittsburgh, right?
Not at all. Not Philadelphia, but I'm hoping for a Game 7. I love Game 7s. That's what playoffs are all about in any sport. Mike, you can see Game 7s in baseball. In fact, just think of the World Series, Dodgers and Blue Jays. And that Game 7 was a wild one at that. Game 7s are the best in professional sports, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the other thing that the Stanley Cup playoffs provides, I mean, short of Game 7s, Jeff, I mean, you had to be a fan of, you know, the Buffalo Sabres having the home ice chance to get it done against the Bruins. Now, Boston survives. They get it done in overtime. But that's what I tune in for. Obviously, I'm still a little bummed out that we're not in it, but I'm just slowly starting to dip my feet back into the NHL playoffs pool. But when you've got Buffalo at home in a tie game, trying to take the lead or then possibly get the golden goal in an overtime, that's exciting stuff when the arena's in the fever pitch, and that happen.
You could hear a pin drop.
Oh, my God. When that game is done, it's so silent. I know you're a fan of all sports, but when you have those types of opportunities where the home team is in a tie game, in a closeout game in a series, especially for Buffalo, where it's been forever since they've been in this spot, that was a really cool opportunity. And maybe they get another one here. We'll have to see.
They ran into a hot goaltender, plain and simple. They certainly had the opportunities to put the game away. They did not. And Pastrnak comes through in overtime. Really, just a beautiful play as he takes the breakaway pass, walks in, beats the goaltender. And now we're looking at what could be the Bruins winning on home ice before they go back to Buffalo. But I still believe Buffalo and our good friend Jarmo Kekäläinen are going to come through when all is said and done. I think the Sabres are going to advance in that series. I think they're deeper, and I expect they will prevail and move on to the second round, and we don't know who they'll play, but it'll be either Montreal or Tampa.
Rims, let's do some name-dropping. What do you got?
I got nothing on the name-dropping side. I was talking today. I met with my publisher who flew in to meet for a meeting today, and I was asked a question, and it's not in the book, so I guess I can bring up a substantial name. And I know we discussed this years ago, but my brief friendship, I might add, with the great Howard Cosell. And the publisher was asking me if I'd ever met him, and I'm going on and on. Oh, yeah, I met him, and I was captivated by what turned out to be a half-an-hour interview, radio interview, and then another half-hour to an hour just sitting there and listening to him talk and kind of give me a motivational speech and how I had to step up and tell it like it is, which was his favorite expression when talking to people. So, yeah. He brought back some memories, at least the publisher did, bringing up the name Howard Cosell.
Now, I have not had a first look at this book yet. When's the release date? Do we have a hard date?
June 1st, but you'll have a copy before that.
All right, I'm very excited.
That's coming up.
At any point in the book, did you tell the story about how you almost had a relationship with Anna Kournikova's mom?
I don't believe I did. I might have.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, I might have. I mean, the manuscript, it's going to be over 80,000 pages in this book. And that doesn't include all the pictures and
the
names.
Did you just say 80,000?
80,000 pages? That can't be right.
No, 80,000 words.
Oh, okay. I was like, 80,000 pages? What the hell?
Is it a full instead of Encyclopedia Britannica?
Yeah. Sorry, 80,000 words. And we may approach 100,000 when we include the two forewords preceding the book, plus acknowledgments, plus the index. And we'll all be checking to see how many times Mike Ricordati's name is in the book.
Oh, okay.
Won't we?
I'm in the book, you said, though, right?
Oh, no, you're definitely in the book a couple of times, and there's some complimentary comments made, plus a little bit of our history together.
Did you put the story in about how I almost had a thing with Anna Kournikova's mom?
No, I didn't know about that, but that'll be in my second book.
Oh, you don't remember? You were in the chair in the corner of the room.
Oh, I was. Was I?
Uh-huh, no, the cuck chair. All right. Thanks, Rims.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Say hello to your wife for me, okay?
I will.
Do you know? Never mind. That's the end of that.
Jeff, thanks a lot, man.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I was going to have him go up to his wife and ask about the cuck chair.
Yeah, how'd that go, you think?
That.
No. You think he has any in the house without knowing it?
Oh, absolutely. He's got some accent chairs pointed towards the bed.
Yeah. Is it like a conversation set, though?
When Ken Hitchcock comes to visit?
Are they called cuck chairs if there's two of them with a coffee table in between?
Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes it's nice to, watch with a friend.
Absolutely.
You can comment
Doug
together.
McClane and Ken Hitchcock are there commenting. Do it to our rims. Sinatra's here, apparently.
Yeah. You ever heard of him?
Do it. Yeah, Frank Sinatra, Rimer?
Yes.
Got a little Frank Sinatra?
Yes, I know Frank
Sinatra.
Can
you name a Frank Sinatra song?
No.
My.
I'm not falling for this again.
My Sharona?
I'll tell you, it's a hell of a song. My Sharona.
Ever heard of that one, Ryan?
All right, Backpage coming up. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
I'm glad we have a female dog.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for some slowdown due to an accident. That's on East Dublin Granville Road at Cleveland Avenue. And there's some stop-and-go traffic causing a 10-minute holdup on westbound 270 between 71 and 315 on the North Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
State baseball all season long on The Fan 2. You can find the magical land of The Fan 2 by tuning into 1460 on your AM dial or clicking on The Fan's HD2 feed. Tyler Danberg thanks you. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Matt Fontana and Justin Zwick with you tonight.
You know, I had one of the great treats that, you know, we've talked about together for dinner last night. I had the carnitas from the Sam's Club.
It's a good weeknight dish.
It is the easiest thing to make. You just throw it in the skillet and heat it up. I just do a pot of rice next to that. We have a couple of fixings there that we chop up, some peppers, some white onion, and you're done. Throw some of your salsa on it that's already in the fridge.
Delicious.
It's unbelievable. You have the tortillas. I thought of that one because I can't really think of that many meals that are that quick, that easy, that tasty. I saw a tweet that was going viral that you and I we've been on board with this for years. And it just said, why does a hot, delicious, and ready-to-eat rotisserie chicken cost less than a cold, raw-ass chicken? I got to take home and cook myself. Can someone please answer that for me? Because I don't get it. And it's a picture.
Just a little less.
It's a picture
less.
Of the Kirkland signature one, but Sam's makes these two.
A lot less.
A lot less. Grocery stores have them, I noticed, for $6.99. If you go to Costco or Sam's, they're $4.99. They're $5. And they are hot and delicious. We had a guy that worked here at the Fan, our late friend Joe Harden, who would buy rotisserie chickens and bring them to work for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone would go up there and say, hey, you got a...
He's up there licking his fingers, eating
the carcass.
You got a nice
little chicken there, Joe, don't you? And he'd say, oh, well, you can't beat that deal.
Can't beat the deal.
And you know,
he's right.
No, you can't.
He's right. I remember a day where they didn't have the rotisserie chicken at the grocery store.
Day's no good.
Saying you had to go to the Boston Market.
Boston Market
was
tasty.
Which then was called Boston Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed it to the Boston Market. I miss Boston Market.
I do too. That was a nice change of pace.
They had a good like turkey carver sandwich.
Right,
it was good.
Yeah.
They had a meatloaf sandwich. It was good.
Just kind of have a home style meal. And I don't think it was that expensive.
I like the cinnamon apples.
Yeah. I like their mac and cheese, the mashed potatoes.
I miss the Boston
Something from
Market.
The carving station. You're right. It was always good.
Kella Winslow Jr. before he was a big giant rapist.
He used to go to the Boston Market for other reasons.
He was arrested in a parking lot where he was gratifying himself, and the cop came up to the window and said, hey, excuse me, sir, what are you doing? And he noticed there was a brown paper bag that just said Mr. Happy on the dashboard, and he was tugging at Wee Wee. And he said, oh, I'm just trying to go to the Boston Market.
So what's the brown paper? What was the brown paper bag about?
Mr. Happy is what it said. I don't know if there was a lube
what's
in the bag or...
He had a go bag for a happy time?
I guess.
Go you bag. Know? Not a... Don't add another
not
O.
Not a goo bag? What's the matter with you? It's a family.
Well, let me hit you with another good clean email here. This is my guys. My wife ordered a sub. Well, must be nice. You guys had sandwiches from a popular sub shop yesterday. I got my usual turkey sub with tomatoes. After I bit into the sub, I noticed something was just not right. I peel a part of the sub and see that there are extra olives throughout the sub. I hate olives with a passion. When I show my wife, her response is, if you don't want to eat it, I'll eat it. Other than sending them all to jail, what should I have done?
Were you in the shop?
It sounds like wife went and picked it up, but he ordered his sandwich.
Okay.
They got that sandwich wrong. It almost sounds like the way he wrote that email, like he reiterated what he wanted to the wife, and then the wife ordered, and then they effed it up at the shop, and she didn't seem to, obviously,
maybe she
by
did
the
it
response,
on purpose.
By the response, she didn't seem to care too much.
Maybe she screwed up on purpose, knowing that he would not eat it, and then she would get to have
an
his
extra
remaining sub.
A second sandwich?
Second sandwich, all because of the olives.
If you're doing just a sandwich shop and you're going out, what's like the top of the list? I'm a big Jersey Mike's kind of guy. I like the Mike's way.
Oh, you
Jersey
get the
Shore
Mike's
favorite.
Way. Number two.
Is a
Jersey
delicious
Shore favorite number two.
It's a delicious sub for me, for my money. Is that
not,
you?
I'm not arguing.
Firehouse? You're a Potbelly guy, too.
I like all different types of places.
Penn Station. I haven't had a Penn Station in a good
minute. Penn Station's good. Charlie's is good. Jimmy John's is good. It just depends on what type of mood you're in. I'm a lover of all sandwiches.
Me, too.
All right?
Me,
People
too.
People narrow themselves down to one particular brand. You're missing out.
Got any deli meats at home right now? Making any sandwiches at home?
I don't think we're doing any sandwiches this week.
You don't take a trip by the deli counter anymore?
My wife does all the time.
You got
meats? She's like the deli Nazi.
What do you mean by that?
The way that she needs it sliced?
I want it thin. Yeah. So thin that it's chipping apart.
Yeah, chipped.
I want my
Shaved.
Meat pre-chewed. And if I see that the meat is together, it's your ass.
I love how they give you the offer. Like, you want to try? I'm like, no, I know what it tastes like. Put it down.
Well, you still take it.
Yeah.
You say, welcome to Flavor Country.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Apparently, the final email, Alex chimed in and said they used to have issues back in school. He said he went to Dublin Jerome, and for a period of a couple of months, there was a notorious scoundrel that would somehow discreetly smear all of his poo over the men's bathrooms without anybody seeing.
What's the matter with you people?
Why does every school have one of those?
Every school has
a
poo smearer.
How do you devolve into that kind of degenerate where you say, I'm going to show him, I'm going to... It's disgusting.
Well,
you're going to hell. A worse hell than even where you and I will be.
For poo smearing?
It's just
you
nasty.
Go to hell for poo smearing?
It's nasty down there.
Do. And the brown
devil,
paper bag that
devil
says
comes
Mr.
in there.
Happy?
Devil comes in there. He just kicks his legs up and just sprays.
That's what hell is?
You get to smear. Well, that hell.
Devil die?
That hell.
Devil diarrhea?
That's what you do.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Colin, Manny, Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay if you're on northbound 71 on the north side from I-70 to North Broadway. And there's just a couple-minute holdup on northbound 315 from Kinnear Road to Henderson Road. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Ready to upgrade to the perfect sleep setup? Let Mattress Firm's sleep experts guide you to the perfect bed at the Memorial Day sale. Top brands, ideal comfort. Score unbeatable deals on both. Mattress Firm. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.